You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Oh, I just had an idea.
My God.
So, like, say you're real fucking rich. They could put you on the moon.
Like, you're playing on the moon, bitch.
So then so you go on the moon, and then there's no, like, nothing's living on the moon, so you can't be anything on the moon, obviously. So you have to be, obviously, like, something in space, then. That would be the law.
Wait, what? Whoa. Whoa, back the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
Hold on a second. You're saying you're rich.
If I was rich.
You can go take a trip to the moon.
If I was cremated, and that's where I wanted my ashes spread.
How many fucking people had their ashes scattered on the fucking moon?
How do you know?
Who the fuck goes to the moon?
I know, like, it's like, I'm going to go to the mall, and before I get there, I'm going to stop at the moon. Anybody need anything?
No, because they're already selling, like, trips to the moon.
Nobody's selling trips to the moon. It's trips into space. Yes. Nobody's been to the fucking moon since the fucking 60s or 70s or some shit.
When they walked on it?
Yeah.
That was the only time?
That was it. They sent the fucking moon rovers,
well,
whatever the fuck they
call it. How'd they get
there? From a rocket.
They took a taxi.
But didn't people...
You pay fair?
But didn't people put it on the moon? The
rocket launches up into space, and then it just fucking drops it right on the fucking moon.
What?
Are you disappointed?
I'm extremely disappointed.
What do you think, that we go up there, like,
all
whenever
the time.
Fuck we feel
I thought
like
that there's people there now. I thought there was, like, not a hotel, but, like, a...
Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Lunar Inn. I have you... Hold on. I have you down for 4 nights.
I thought that... I didn't think it was an inn... I thought that there was, like, a space station, though, or something, and people
That's
live
no
there.
That's not on the moon,
That's
huh?
no moon. That's a space station.
Why? Why not on the moon?
What?
I'm confused.
Why would there be a space station on the moon? You act like the moon is that close.
Is it far? Does anyone know?
How long it takes to get to the moon? No.
I'm not a fucking
Why would anybody just know something like that?
No. Space could be a hobby.
You need to watch more news.
I watch the news.
Do you?
I'm knowledgeable on everything.
Even on shit that don't exist.
Isn't there? Didn't they just clean up trash off the moon too?
What?
Yeah, there's a dude with a fucking trash.
Some community service. There you go, Bob.
He's a fucking janitor for the moon.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Did they just clean up trash? Yeah, because people are fucking littering on the fucking moon. God damn it, who keeps fucking putting their cigarette butts on the goddamn moon? If I see one more McDonald's trash bag.
I thought trash had floated onto it or something, and then they just cleaned it up.
Real quick, where's the trash come from?
Space?
Space trash.
Like lunar trash.
What's lunar trash? Give us an example of what you could find if you're cleaning up on
the hookers on the moon.
Like sand and rocks and stuff like that.
Why would you clean it up? That's what's on the moon.
I don't know, because it was messing with the way the moon looked to us. Like,
the moon would be beautiful if it wasn't so sandy.
The moon has never looked different to us.
I don't know. I thought it did.
This is just a matter of looking up when you go outside at night. That's all this is.
But I looked at it through a telescope.
And you saw the janitor cleaning up the trash?
No, I couldn't even find the flag. I was pissed.
He's just fucking sitting there with his big glass helmet whistling.
There's things in space, like satellite dishes and shit like that.
Satellite dishes. DirecTV.
Isn't there, like, stuff in
that we put up there, like, yeah, I got you, like satellites.
Yeah, are they
like
just,
telescopes?
So, like,
Hubble.
They're just floating around too. So why they could get on the moon and then they could?
I don't think they get that close to the moon. They're not that close to the fucking moon.
How far?
They're in our atmosphere.
How are
right
they?
Outside our atmosphere.
Oh.
And the moon is not right outside our atmosphere. It's like, it's ridiculously far away.
But doesn't a spaceship drive fast?
You better put this bitch in fifth, because we are not making it there by Tuesday.
Yes. I thought a bunch of times we went to space. I can't believe
we did go to space a bunch of times.
To
not
the moon.
To the moon.
Why didn't we go ever again?
I don't work for NASA.
It takes about 3, back in the 70s, it took about 3 days to get there.
Isn't that far? You can't even get to California.
You're listening to the fucking Jersey Jerks, assholes.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. And don't forget to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And I'm Missy, Fabio, Chris, and Marco.
You're all four of us.
I'm everybody. I'm all things. I'm all the jerks. There's only one. It's all an illusion.
It's so fun to listen to some of these old clips.
Great.
Do you feel us staring at you during those clips?
Yeah, I felt like my cheeks were getting red because I like was picturing being back then.
Yeah, me too.
And just being like totally blown away when you guys are like, "We only went to the moon once," and I was like,
"What?
What?" And I was like, "No way!" I feel like that was so long ago too.
Mm.
Seems like it.
Yeah, it was a decent amount of time. It was like 3-4 years ago.
Now. Yeah, and I was just like so adamant in that.
You're so much smarter now.
Do you think?
Feel like I am.
When you heard that, was there anything about that intro where you were just like, "What the fuck was I thinking?"
Well, the beginning, I was like, "Wait, what is this? I don't remember this." And then as it went on, I'm like, "Oh no, I remember all of this."
What, are you surprised again?
Yeah, I actually am. Like, I feel like I was so sheltered or something. Like, really? Honestly, because I was like, "What?" I was totally blown away by that. And I remember reading stuff, but then it was like, remember we figured out that I had only read like the first couple sentences of an article?
Yeah, you made up the rest. Yeah.
And then I would make up the rest. Yep. So I started actually reading full articles.
Shit was
at this
entertaining
point.
As hell, though.
I know. I feel like I should go back to only reading the first three sentences
of
articles.
I think so, too. I think so, too. Yeah, I think the same thing with books.
You should definitely go back to being stupid.
I say you read the first couple pages of books, and then you interpret the rest yourself.
That would actually be fun. Like,
it would
that'd be like a fun little creative thing to do.
It would be fun.
Fucking
do like a book report and read it on the air.
Yeah.
This week I read To Kill a Mockingbird. So it's about this black guy. And then what I think happened was he turned into a mockingbird.
Yeah, I think I should do that. I need a creative outlet. There's one. I like it.
Go for it.
That shit was funny, man. When I heard this, I was like, oh my God. It fucking brings you back.
Yeah, because I was so adamant. Like, I'm like, I'm about knowledgeable. And I'm like,
I'm knowledgeable about a lot of things.
I'm listening to it. I'm like, who is that crazy bitch?
You're out of your fucking mind.
Now you know what we were thinking when you actually said it for the first time.
Yeah, but the shit you guys say is so fucking funny.
the best line in that
whole
thing.
You're like, yeah, he took a cab.
The best line in that old thing was, oh, shit, see, you can't even get to California 3 days. It's like, oh, my God. How do you top that? Like, you can't. You can't top that.
Yeah, I'm going back to that. I'm going to be stupid again for a little bit.
It was, I mean, it's funny because like some of the intros, you can tell where there's frustration from us, at least me.
That and one then, seemed fun.
That right. Because then it was just like, it was so outlandish. It was like, how can you get mad about something like
that?
It's too funny.
It was funny.
You know, yeah. Don't they clean trash on the moon? Like, what?
The moon would be beautiful if it wasn't for all that sand.
So you look through it, you look at the moon through a telescope, you see like, you know, like a landfill. It's shit like that is just—it's like gold, man.
Yeah, it's priceless. Man.
It really is, and it's timeless too. I could hear that shit. That shit never gets old to me, ever, ever.
Where the hell did we find you again?
I know, right?
Craigslist?
No.
We did put an ad.
She sells other stuff.
We
on
did
Craigslist.
Put an ad on Craigslist. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Before we found you, we actually put an ad on Craigslist.
No, I remember.
Which I
you
thought
guys,
was really funny. Looking back at it now, like
I remember you guys talking to somebody else.
How do you find a podcast host on Craigslist?
You can find anybody on Craigslist.
Yeah. Well, we have a new guest. We have a new host. It's a set of golf clubs.
Yeah.
Like, what else can we get on Craigslist?
All right, Marco, you were friends with Theo, weren't you?
Yeah.
At one point?
Yeah. He turned me on to you. Mm-hmm. It's been history.
Yo, I know
since.
This girl. She's dumb as fuck.
Mm-hmm,
he didn't
sure.
say that. He never said that. I had no idea.
I remember when
dumb.
Marco came to the table with it, and he was like, yeah, this. He was like, you know that guy, Theo? And I was like, yeah, yeah. He's like, he knows a chick that, you know, wants to do this, and she went to CSB, and she works for so-and-so, and we're like, all right, let's go meet this chick. Let's set it up, set up a meeting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we met you. Did
we talk to her on the phone first?
You talked to me on the phone
first. Yeah, but then we decided on a meeting place, and we met you. We hung out for a little while. Well, we hung out.
Yeah, me and you hung out.
We closed
forever.
The whole place down.
That was the one time we got along outside the show.
Yeah, holy shit. You know, I never looked at it that
one
way.
The last time.
Just give me amnesia and I'll meet you out somewhere. Be like, how you doing? I'm Fabio.
Be like, well, hit it off one time and that's it.
And I remember too, I was like, she's got a really good personality. She's different, you know, cause I was thinking, wow, she's really like colorful.
Yeah.
Right?
I didn't detect any stupidness
at
all.
That's the fucking craziest thing ever. Like you are, see, when she says, remember how we've always said, how do you get through life like this? And she's like, well, no. When I'm doing like work and stuff, I put on the face, you know.
Yeah, you
I
guys,
get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Go. I get it.
And yeah. I'm it's like, come full circle finally.
The you're like such a chameleon. It's not even funny. Like I didn't detect it at all.
I detected like, her voice though. You know, like
well,
I,
yeah,
I could
but
tell
I mean,
her raspy
but,
voice.
But see, but we were in the bar first and it was kind of loud in there.
Right.
So, you know, we were all talking a little loud, so I'm thinking, well, you know, that's what happens.
Yeah, but actually, when we talked on the phone for the first time, I remember this so clear. I talked about my voice at first on purpose because I know that it's different. Yeah, and
I don't
said
remember that part.
And I specifically, like, you know, I know that you guys can hear my voice. I like it. I don't know how you feel about it.
I'm on the phone. I know that you can hear my voice.
That
should have been your first clue that she's stupid.
I just thought maybe you gargled
Neo,
the jizz.
I know you can hear my
God
voice.
Damn it.
We just figured, you know, whatever. She's a smoker.
It was a smoker's voice.
And we thought she had a long night at the bar. No, it's like everybody sounds different the night after, you know, after heavy drinking and whatever. And then, you know, we come to find out that's just who you are.
Yeah, that's just my voice.
And I remember, like, the first, first couple months, Missy was pretty quiet.
I was really quiet.
Yeah. I mean,
it's tough to come in that situation.
Yeah.
Right? You don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it's tough to come in that situation and somebody tells you, know your fucking role.
That, too.
Yeah, that
also.
But I blossomed the day that Marco wasn't there.
Yeah.
Because Marco sent me a text beforehand being like,
know your role.
Step up your game. And I was like, all right.
Now this fat fuck ain't here, I'm allowed to talk.
What you didn't know is you were on Undercover Boss. Yeah, and then I remember we were doing a show right after a week after... the comedy show we went to go see. I don't remember who we went to. Was it Andrew? I forget.
I don't know who you're talking
about. But somebody called in that night that was at the comedy show we were at. Remember?
Oh, that dude. Yeah.
You weren't there.
Joe Matarese.
It was a Joe Matarese. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it was
a drunk dude. Wasn't he a drunk dude?
Yeah. He said he was there. Because Joe Matarese like plugged us on stage that night. And that was the night you missed.
Right.
And I remember it was like right around Thanksgiving. And Missy had like an interaction with this guy, which was funny because this guy was a dope.
He was a douchebag too.
And that's when she like came out of her shell. And
I actually don't remember that.
Yeah, I gotta find out what date it was. Obviously, it was 2010. That was your first year.
Mm-hmm.
But that was when you came out of your shell. And then after that, it was, you know, it was all downhill from there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Didn't it start with the whole catfish?
Well, no, that happened after the night you missed. See, that night you missed is when she actually found her voice on the show.
Right.
And then, you know, once you came back, she was adding in more.
Right.
And then she blew us away with the catfish thing.
Right.
And then that was like, we were blown away. We were like, what the fuck just happened? And it's been,
history ever since.
Yeah.
The spider factories, I remember
the spider
that.
Factory. Yeah, that shit was funny as shit. You imagine spiders in a factory, like, making silk.
I really thought that,
How are
too.
The wages in this factory? It's just amazing, some of the shit we talked about.
I think somebody, Bobby had a live show at the Cellar again, YKWD.
Yeah.
And somebody called out for the Jerks, and apparently they called for Missy also.
Wow,
like, in the middle of the show.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice. Fun.
Like, where's Messi?
Thanks, Pedro.
Yeah, right. He disguises his voice.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So
that person should call in.
You have fans.
Yeah, it's nice to bring back old shit.
Yeah.
Nostalgia.
It is. We got to go back to that.
Yeah. Honestly, with all
Chris
the...
Chris sort of, like, rolled his eyes.
With all the...
Yeah, let's just redo an old show.
Well, Chris said a couple weeks ago that when he was doing work on his house, he said that, you know, he smoked a bowl and decided to put one of our old shows back
on. Yeah, and he wanted to murder me.
And he
I didn't want to murder you. I wanted to punch you.
He wanted to punch you. It was, and I'm sitting there, and he said it with a straight face. He's like, I just wanted to punch you. I was like, holy shit. See, when I listen back, it doesn't have the same effect as when I first went through it. You know, like...
Like it's not as funny?
No. What I mean is, like, if there's something you said that, like, just, like, was like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know, like, brought out some sort of rage or whatever, I listen back to it and I laugh. Like, now it's like, yeah. Jesus Christ.
If we had cameras, you would see the reaction of our faces when Missy says something like that.
Right.
And you see the vein in Fob's forehead just pop out.
And Chris's head, like, whips. He's like,
yep.
What?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking funny.
It's fucking awesome. I like it.
It's a good thing you like being uneducated.
It is. It's funny.
Desired to be punched by your own. Yeah, well, I don't want that. Yeah, I just wanted to punch her really, really hard.
Yeah, I definitely don't want that.
Punch her!
I got short arms. I can't reach you from here.
All right, good.
But he does have legs. He could get up.
Yeah, too lazy for that.
He's like, not worth it. Nah. Not worth it.
Now, looking back to the beginning when we first got Miss, is there anything that anybody here would change or do differently, like, from the get-go? Like, as far as, I mean, it could be anything. Would you, I mean, I think we did an okay job with trying to get her to, you know, be involved with the show.
Yeah.
Well, and
yeah,
I think it was just a matter of her getting her feet wet.
I think it was more of being threatened by Mark to know her role.
Yeah.
I didn't realize she was being threatened by him.
Yeah, I didn't either. That wasn't a table discussion. That was Mark.
No, I had to talk to you guys about it.
No, because everybody just talked behind your back, so I just said brought it to the table.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, is that what it is?
I said, step your role.
All of a sudden, you're the guy with balls.
Well, remember when we used to actually go outside and smoke?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said it once. I was like, well, this.
That's right. That's
like,
right.
What?
I actually remember that vividly.
And
now.
I was like, yeah, well, that's why.
Yeah,
and
Marco,
you guys were like, what the fuck?
Marco's told me to know my role and step
and
up
I was
my
like,
game.
And I don't know what that means. So I'm just kind of trying to figure it out.
So I don't remember sending that text. But.
So she decides to come. Well, no,
I think you were, like, looking back now, I feel like you were trying to be, like, playful. Like, I don't think that you, but I didn't know you, so I was just like, oh God, what do I do?
He's going to eat me if I talk too much.
I was just like, fuck.
No, I don't want herpes in the mouth.
Oh my God. But I was like, fuck, I don't know what to do. And then I was like, oh, I'll just say something in passing. And then you guys were like, fuck, what the fuck is that shit?
And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, catfish.
And then I was like, all right.
And
you're welcome. You're welcome.
And I do. I actually remember sitting there when we started talking about it. I was like, I literally just watched this thing about the catfish. I can bring it up right now.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. And that was like a horrible train wreck.
Yeah, it was.
That story, because it was just like, you started with this catfish thing and it turned into like just this ungodly, unbelievable story. It's like, nobody could make this up right now. Like,
yeah.
this couldn't even have been a comic book.
It was on River Monsters. It's when I was like obsessed with River Monsters.
I remember that. You were just like, yeah, so a catfish started the tsunami. The Tsunami.
Tsunami.
That's right. Oh my God.
That's when I couldn't pronounce that word.
Yet.
Yeah.
Tsunami.
It makes me sad because I always say tsunami now.
Yeah.
And then I like, fucking,
well, it's funny. It's the direct opposite for everybody here.
Yeah, everybody.
You say tsunami, we all say Tsunami now.
Yeah.
You know, because we remember that. And we're just like, Tsunami.
For the longest time, I couldn't say it. I would be like the storm or something. I would go, like, I was like Porky Pig. I'd be like, the storm.
Rain.
People died.
Nothing, as far as pronunciation, nothing beat
Medulla oblongata.
Yeah,
and I'm saying it wrong again.
Yes, you are.
Medulla oblongata.
There you go.
Whatever.
It's medulla?
I'm like, what? Abdullah Abu Ghaba.
Abdullah
Abu Ghaba.
And I remember being on
It's a Middle Eastern prince.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I remember being on my phone trying to look it up and putting Abdullah in it. Yeah. And it's
and
not,
just
coming
not coming up.
Up
right.
Like, the FBI raided her house yeah. later on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, something's wrong with my phone. And you guys are like, it's not your phone.
Yeah. Even Google search is like, I don't know what this bitch is trying to type.
This
I
bitch
have
is
no
stupid.
Clue. No clue.
Abdullah Abu Ghaba.
Because usually you can type something wrong and it'll show you the correct thing you're
and
looking
it wasn't.
For. Yeah. And it wasn't.
No, it wasn't even close. It was giving me like weird insects or something.
Abdullah
stupid
the
woman.
Grasshopper.
Good times.
That shit was funny though.
Yeah, it was.
Another one that sticks out in my mind is the the one about taking a shit, which is more recent than
the past couple weeks.
10:30.
No. The 10:30. Yeah, the 10:30 one was great. And it's funny. It's ironic because back then you're like, I just don't understand why you guys find this so funny.
I really.
And then a couple
that.
Weeks ago, you come out with the story that you had problems.
And now I.
And you're
it.
Like, I see the humor yeah. behind the farting and the
I
shitting.
Never understood it.
Yeah, it's like welcome.
Now
to the
I
dark
have
side.
No shame. Yes, yeah. I'm like whatever.
Good for you.
I'll shit anywhere. I'll shit with like seven people in the bathroom.
Listen,
waiting.
Listen. I'm going against the grain here. I'm going. It's 10:03. I'm going to go now.
Yeah.
It's the 10:30.
It is weird. That's usually when I'm done my coffee, so I'm starting to figure it all out.
Right. You're starting to figure out your own schedule.
Well, figure out why. Because for the longest time, I'm like, why is it 10:30? I thought I was just like,
well, what time do you get up normally in the morning?
Like 7:30, 8:30.
Okay.
In between then.
So obviously, you don't go right away when you wake up.
No.
Do you have coffee when you wake up, or
no.
do you wait till later?
I wait until I go.
You leave to go to work.
Yeah.
That's usually a.
I guess it needs time to settle, like a half
maybe
hour.
If you had, you should try, like, do like an experiment. Wake up and make yourself some coffee.
Right, so you shit your pants on the way to work.
No. She wakes up early enough to where she's got a few hours before work. So if she wakes up early like that, have a little bit of coffee, have a cigarette, and then see how you feel after 15 minutes. Because usually that's all it takes for me.
Just 15 minutes?
If not less. Sometimes I have a turtle head when I wake up. Like, I'm ready to
really?
Go.
You're like, all right. Good morning.
Yeah, someone's up before me.
I'm doing this experiment now where I drink my coffee and then I eat Activia yogurt immediately afterwards.
Oh, so you're trying to counterbalance?
So now I'm trying to make it come out quicker and faster. So far,
it doesn't get old. It doesn't get old.
It's been working though, doing both of them. It's making it like smoother ride, right. I guess.
You really want to be ballsy. Make a cup of coffee and grind like 3 Imodiums in it. See who wins. It's like a tug of war of your anus.
Wait, does Imodium make you poop?
No. Keeps you from pooping.
Oh God.
Yeah.
3 Imodiums. She won't shit for a week.
I know. For a month.
But how funny would it be when she finally shits? Oh my God.
Ew.
It's like all this is coming out.
It would probably be like solid as a rock.
Probably.
Like
she'll weigh like 190 pounds before she takes a shit.
Oh my
she takes
God.
A shit and it's like 70 pound shit.
That would suck.
Be like, oh my God, I can fly. You guys are feeling yourself float off the bowl.
Like your whole center of gravity's off.
Holy shit.
Literally.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
It is.
I'm glad you're embracing the poo.
Yeah.
I am. I'm so fucking, I don't even care.
Embrace it.
Like before, I wouldn't poop if other people were in like the bathroom, and now I don't care. Yeah. I just want to like tell them when they come in, I'm pooping.
Right.
If you don't want to be in here, leave.
I'm shaving.
I got a crap on deck that can choke a donkey.
Yeah, I just don't see what the big deal is. I really don't. Like, I can understand you not wanting to fart in a certain type of place with people you don't know. I get that. Especially
was that a fart?
Especially if you can get blamed for it. Like, if they know it's you.
Yeah.
Then obviously, you know. But at the same time, if you're around friends or family, well, who cares?
Yeah, you gotta fart.
I mean, it's funny. Last week, you left, and I was just unloading, and they were dying. They were like, oh, my God. It's like, all of a sudden, they started to smell. I was farting
literally
the whole show.
Dying.
Yes.
I was farting the whole show, but only when you left, they actually started to smell. I was like, wow, what the hell happened?
You did have both the windows open last week, though.
I did.
It was, like, nice in here last week.
Well, it's fucking hot as balls out
dude,
now.
Dude, it is hot as balls out.
You know, we're in the end of the first week in November. It's already fucking, it's 80 degrees this week.
Yeah, it's
one day
weird.
Was 80 we got. It's bullshit. 100% humidity.
It's like global warming.
Well, this reminds me of 2 years ago. 2 years ago, we had a real mild winter, and then we had a mild summer.
Oh, yeah.
And then that following winter, it got super fucking cold, which was last winter. And this summer was hot as fuck.
It's supposed to be, their predictions is that it's going to be a fucking cold winter with a lot of snow.
When's that going to start? In March?
Fucking probably. Remember the 1 year it didn't start until like January.
Well, that's probably going to be the same thing this year because.
Probably.
We're going to be in the high 60s next week.
The fuck?
I mean, it's. Jesus. Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
Nope.
Yeah, people at my work were wearing flip-flops today.
Yeah, we were all wearing shorts today.
Yeah, I'm like,
we were wearing shorts all week.
I packed all my shit away. I'm like, all right, I'll just unpack it, I guess.
And you unloaded it at 10:30?
Yes. On the dot. Without fail. Now I know if I never do again, there's trouble. I'm like, I have like anxiety with it now.
With what?
With pooping.
When you're, when you're off your schedule?
I thought you
were. Yeah,
oh,
like,
oh.
No, I, like, freak out. Like, if it's, like, past
10:34!
No, I swear to God, really? Today it was 10:37, and I'm like, what should I do?
What are you drinking, decaf?
No.
Don't push.
But I was like,
yeah,
should I just
push.
Go try?
Yeah, hemorrhoids.
Yeah, you get little stinky balloons.
What is that? Well,
those are hemorrhoids.
Well, I fucking went and pushed.
You pushed?
Yeah, I had to. I was scared.
That's not good.
No, don't push.
You never push. Just let it come out when it wants to.
Go natural.
Good to know. I just ate another yogurt and then I was fine.
Now, that yogurt's supposed to make you shit?
I thought it has probiotics in it that help with your digestive system.
Right, but I mean, isn't it to make you like isn't
regular.
It just to help your metabolism more than anything?
Well, no, it'll
like regulate your metabolism. I don't think
no, it's for your digestive tract.
It's for your digestive system.
It just cleans you out.
So that's all it does. It cleans you
yeah.
out.
So
it has like
make
enzymes
poop.
In it that like help break down things quicker. What?
It's like Idiocracy. Rondo. It's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
It's
and
got
shit.
Electrolytes. Oh shit! It's got enzymes that clear you out.
The fuck? Is that wrong?
I don't know. You eat the stuff.
I thought that it said it on
I thought, you know what? When that shit first came out and they were doing the commercials and everything, and I was like, wow, it's like chick yogurt.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, so what happens if a guy eats it? Does he get on his period? Like, what happens? Does he start lactating the next day? Like, oh, I shouldn't eat that yogurt.
Maybe that's how you got the bloody cum.
Well, I didn't have the yogurt, so that wasn't it. I had bloody yogurt.
Ew. God. I'm glad I ate my last strawberry one today.
Mm. Fruit at the bottom?
No.
Is it the
it's
one?
Activia.
I know, but does that... I don't... I've
it
never
has,
had it.
It has fruit in it.
But it doesn't have the fruit at the bottom? Mm. No.
No. It's
just
Activia. Like
it's Activia. Dickhead.
The fuck idiot.
You know?
I thought fruit on the bottom was like a name brand of fucking
no,
yogurt.
No, fruit on the bottom is like a style of yogurt.
No.
Like certain yogurts have the fruit at the bottom, so you mix
it's
it up.
Hip-hop yogurt. It's a style.
It's a gay yogurt. The fruit is at the bottom.
The fruit's already mixed in it.
It's covered in yogurt.
Ew.
I see what you did.
You like that? You
I like
see
that.
What I did?
I got you.
Will decaf coffee make you poop just as much
no.
as regular coffee?
No, the caffeine actually helps poop.
All right.
So even if you had soda, it would make you poop.
Really?
Yeah. It's the caffeine.
It's the caffeine is what makes you poop?
Yeah. Helps you poop.
Hmm. Can
it's a
I
nice
just get,
catalyst.
Like, take caffeine pills?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking A.
Yeah. Caffeine pills will make you shit.
Interesting.
Will help you shit faster.
Interesting.
I never knew what the chemical in a cigarette, though. I don't know what the chemical is that makes you shit. Because for me, and I know a lot of people, you know, when they have that first drag of a cigarette, they feel it rumbling. Like, I'm ready to go. Does smoking a cigarette in the morning help you shit?
Sometimes.
See, for me, it does automatically. If I light one up when I get up, it's like, yeah, I'm going to go real soon.
I remember in The Real World once, the one girl said it to the other guy.
The Real World? You were on that show?
No, but, like, I watched it, like, all the time. And then
True story.
And this one guy couldn't poop, and she was like, smoke a cigarette. And he was like a workaholic, like worked out like crazy and shit.
Right.
And he was like, fuck it. And he did, and he pooped.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, so wow. I kept doing that.
I don't know. Maybe it's the nicotine that does. I have no idea.
Got to be something.
It's the formaldehyde.
The formaldehyde makes you shit.
Yeah, just put it on.
So I can just cut out the cigarettes and just drink straight formaldehyde. No coffee, no cigarettes. Just drink formaldehyde. You'll be all right.
I smoked formaldehyde before.
What? That's PCP, surprise. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It made me poop.
Yeah. Blood?
No.
AIDS?
No.
Now, I'm going to leave the room now as I have just shit myself again.
But all drugs used to like make me poop, now that I think about it.
Well,
cocaine especially.
E doesn't make you poop.
Cocaine. I pooped on E.
No, I did too, but it doesn't make you poop.
Does it feel weird?
Blocks you up.
Does it feel weird like when you're pooping on E?
Well, for me it was like the next day.
Wow.
I've never shit while I was, you know, high on ecstasy. That would probably feel weird.
It felt good.
I bet it did. You probably would like anal.
No. It's coming out.
He's taking it out. Oh. Personally, I think taking a shit feels awesome. As long as it's not like the kind where it feels like razor blades are coming out.
Yep.
If it's a smooth shit, it feels great coming out. It's like, oh, this is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
All I need now is two Q-tips. And a blowjob, a blumpkin.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Can you imagine that, a blumpkin?
Yeah.
And then the Q-tips? It's like fucking...
I'm not one for the Q-tips, but if I was eating a slice of pizza...
Oh my God.
Even better.
So a blumpkin and a slice of pizza would do it for you.
Yeah.
That sounds like heaven to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a utopia.
Jesus Christ.
Utopia.
Oh my God, no.
I'd probably kill myself after that, because
life
would get life
doesn't
no better.
Get better than this.
No.
You're like, this will never happen again.
I'm
going to
end it. Yeah, I'm going to end it.
Dude, did you guys ever get a blumpkin for someone?
No.
I wouldn't want one.
I wouldn't want
that's
one.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's fucking gross.
I know a girl that did it once.
Really?
Yeah. Went back like when I was young.
What a disgusting pig.
She's probably dead. It was like...
I guess so.
It was in like 10th grade.
Mm.
And she was like telling me that she did that. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, and the smell. Oh, no. Ugh. I wouldn't do that.
That's just crazy.
She had sex with him when he was taking a shit before, too.
Wait, she jumped on his lap while he was taking his dump? That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, she was a weirdo.
Yeah, sounds like
it. She was fucking weird.
Did he just dump on her chest after that?
No, probably. I kind of stopped talking to her after that. I was just like, you're
that's
weird.
That's it.
You don't need friends like that. What's her number?
Where does she live? Yeah.
She was a Cherry Hill broad. I remember that.
Cherry Hill. Man. Wow. Uppity. And she's dirty.
No Cherry Hill.
She was, she was very dirty.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Oof. Right on.
She on Facebook?
Jesus, Marco.
She on Tinder?
She's on Shinder.
She's either dead or has like 30 kids.
She's dead or has 30 kids covered in shit.
Yeah. God.
Wow, that's crazy. I don't know how, I'll be honest with you, I don't know how any woman could ever bring herself to give a man a blumpkin.
I have fucking no idea.
I mean, to me, that's just like, I don't know if you can, besides killing someone during sex, I don't see what could be worse, honestly. It's just gross.
It's so gross on so many
levels. I'm sorry, but not to be graphic, but I've never had a full raged boner while I was taking a shit.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, there's no reason to it. First of all, it's not a good idea because you need to point the gun down. Just
right.
Yeah, but not enough to hit the water. Just
my God.
Or the inside of the bowl where it's dirty.
Ew.
It's so disgusting. But yeah, it's just the idea of having a woman do that to me just does not turn me on at all.
I wouldn't punish her like that. Put her in the same vicinity of me taking a shit.
What if she had like a nose plug?
It doesn't matter.
It's disgusting.
It's so fucking disgusting.
It is. It's really gross. I mean,
if I was married,
we're all in agreement for once that it
yeah,
is so gross.
If I was married and my wife did that, I'd file for divorce the next day.
Yeah.
I couldn't look at her again.
I wouldn't. She would never be allowed to kiss my kids. get your dirty mouth away from my kids.
Get your shit mouth away from
your
kids.
That's disgusting.
It is.
That
nasty.
Is absolutely disgusting. A blumpkin. I mean, love the term. It's a funny ass term.
It is funny.
But the actual act is just, who would do that? Who would, even people that would pay for that kind of shit, why would you, what about it could get a man off?
This kid, the kid was also really
I know a guy. I know a guy who had it done, and he fucking loved it, but he's sick.
Yeah, this kid was more weird than her.
He wanted her. He actually wanted her.
To like shit on him.
No, you know I'm not even gonna say because
was it like the two girls one cup thing?
Basically, he wanted her to lick his asshole after he was done without wiping.
Ew.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know. I know. Listen, I know. I get it. It's disgusting.
Yeah, that's trifling.
Yeah, it's foul. It's unnecessary.
Do you think he shit Nutella?
Is that hazelnut?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Never eat Nutella again.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's foul.
Can
it's
you tough. Like get really sick from doing that?
Yeah,
I mean, like
nasty.
Sure.
Have you ever at least peed on somebody? Like,
never.
Like in a shower or something like that? No,
fuck no.
I'm just asking.
I don't even pee in showers. Like I have before. I'm not like gonna lie.
Right.
But it, I will fucking get out of the shower. If
have
I
you
have
ever
to
shit
pee.
On someone in the shower?
No,
Margo?
No.
It seems like you've done it.
No, I've never done it.
No, I've never peed on anyone.
No way.
Never
no.
peed or
well,
shit.
No, that's not true. I have, but the person was passed out. So it was like
what, to
of,
like fuck with them?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I pissed on his pants to make it look like he pissed himself.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
I thought it was funny.
What's wrong with you?
I thought it was funny. It was,
I thought it was funny.
It was a dare. It was a dare. I was like, all right, I'll do it. I pissed on
I was the only person that thought it was funny.
So when he got up, he thought he pissed himself, and he didn't.
That's awesome.
And he still, to this day, believes he pissed himself.
That's oh, boy. Awesome.
Why wouldn't you just like pour water on him or something?
Because it's not piss.
Yeah, because then he would have went, oh,
you know,
it's just water.
You know that first piss you take when you drink a lot?
Yeah.
It's a lot of piss. Mm-hmm. That's exactly
what
he was. He was drenched in it. It was hilarious.
He didn't wake up?
No, he was pissed the fuck out. It's not my fault you can't handle your shit.
That's great.
It's not like I, dude, it's not like I gave him a Cleveland steamer.
What's that?
Pissed on him. Yeah, but it was a
you
joke.
You pissed someone else's pants. Yeah.
It's like a ventriloquist.
Oh my God.
Ready? Watch this. I can piss his pants.
That's awesome.
That was it there. I was like, all right, fuck it. I mean, sometimes I, you know, I do stupid shit.
Yeah, he's right.
Hey, wasn't you. Don't worry about
it. I peed on myself once by accident.
By accident?
Well, like, I
how
just.
How do you pee on yourself by accident?
I wouldn't think she'd do it on purpose.
Well, I mean, were you conscious?
No, I was like.
Was it in the morning when you had wood?
No. We were like. No, we were in the woods and I was like trying to run to like go pee somewhere and I was pee pee dancing like the whole way and then I didn't have enough time and just started coming out and I peed all over my legs.
So you were awake?
I was awake. Okay. I was drunk.
Oh, you couldn't get to a,
I had a dress on. I remember I used to wear these really
well,
big,
that,
like,
that's good. You had a dress.
I did, but it got all over my shoes because I would wear these like, these big like platform fucking like strappy sandal things and right. I didn't have enough time to get them off. And,
right. And my shoes fell off.
Yeah. I came back like that and like all my, cause like I hung out with all these boys.
You're Steve Madden's.
Yeah.
Steve. Madden.
But they took off their shirts and I made a new dress out of it because I'd peed.
You made
dress.
A new dress out of it. That's great.
So I took two shirts and made them a dress and walked around like that. And the dress is gone. The dress
that's an interesting dress. Like one side's blank, the other side says like Pat Steaks.
It was kind of like. It was. It was kind of like.
Would you
that.
Do like? Would you like open up the collar more so you could slip
yeah.
it on? Yeah, I would think that's the only way you could make one.
Yeah, I did that.
And but you had sleeves on your hips.
Yeah,
I figured she put her legs through the armhole, so it was open access to
oh
her pussy.
Oh my God!
Oh,
Jesus!
Gotta air that shit out.
I was always wondering, like, what someone obviously found that dress and it was covered in piss, and they were probably like.
These fucking bums need to leave this town.
Why is there a dress with piss in it?
I don't think anyone actually picked it up and like tasted it. That's piss.
It was a really nice dress.
It's piss.
Yeah. What's that smell? It's piss.
Oh my God.
That smell, like, Bob, is our shit.
Yeah. It's not like Marco's socks people find in the woods.
Yeah.
How many people go like hiking in the woods and they come across a tube sock covered in shit?
Well. That would be where everybody from softball would go take a piss.
Right, right.
So like, right there is a fucking dirty sock. Right.
It's like
with fucking chunks of shit on it.
You know how, you know, like, you know, baseball players, you know, they hit like a record breaking home run as far as like how far, and they have like a little mark.
Yeah.
Well, your mark is the sock. Like, hey, there's Marco's mark right there. Yeah, that's where he puts his shit.
It was perfect because it was a big log. I just sat over the
oh
log.
My God.
So I have to worry about shitting on myself. Just shot it out that way. It was beautiful. Beautiful. Jesus. Worked out perfectly. I'm not saying it works out like that every time.
I'm sure. I'm sure sometimes you have a root beer fountain back there.
Listen, I scoped it out previous going down back there and taking a piss. I'm like, I would just sit on that log if I ever had to take a shit. I had it scoped out.
You had an emergency route.
Yeah. Just in case.
I quit the team. Yeah. Like, sorry, guys. Yeah. I quit. I got to go.
I'm not sharing a glove with this guy.
Yeah, I don't think. I don't think I could shit in the woods. I don't.
It's when you got the bubble guts.
It wasn't.
Shit
it wasn't the kind of sock where you put the other sock over it, the one that has the long stripes.
No,
on the
no.
Because
no,
Margaret, no. Like he's wearing, he's got bare feet, but he's got that one sock just, over it.
Yeah, you know, no, it wasn't stirrups.
Stirrups. Yeah, that's it.
That's awesome.
It's like Don Johnson playing softball.
Yeah,
you see the ankles.
You can't really see because you have baseball pants on. Right. So. I got lucky. Nobody really said. But everybody knew I was taking a shit.
That's hilarious.
I said, hey, I got to go take a shit.
Right. Game off.
Yeah.
Everybody's seventh.
What am I
shit.
Up? You're sixth. Okay, good. I got time.
Take the first pitch.
That's
I
it.
Need
yeah.
some time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
as soon as he gets hit in the shoulder, you hear a fart. Oh, I think that song came out.
It's weird that you were at a baseball field that didn't have like a porta potty or something, though.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Mm.
Nope. I think the porta potty was all the way down the other side of the field.
Oh, okay.
And I was doing the poopy down. My stomach was hurting. Letting out soft, hot ones on the mound.
Marco, here's Marco walking to the field, walking off the field.
Oh my God.
Sounds like a club song.
Were they? Were they like white uniforms?
Yeah.
White so pants. Were you worried about like,
wow, white pants?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. What was I going to do? I was fucked if I had shit myself.
Yeah, that's
I was
sucks.
Fucked if it maybe got some splashback. So I went deep in the woods.
On your log.
If you shit on yourself, would you have ever come back to the game?
Probably not.
Yeah,
like,
me neither.
All right, there's got to be a way to the parking lot from the woods yeah. here where I could avoid the field.
No, you have to go through the parking lot to get to the woods. So I would have I had to go get my shit. But no, I'd be fucked.
I would have left everything. Like, my wallet's there, forget it. I'll just cancel all my cards.
Yeah. Nah, man.
I'm not feeling too well, guys.
Tell you what, I felt fucking fantastic after that.
Mark, are you all right? Are you sure?
What's that? Was he trying to cover it up with a cough?
Yeah. Marco, are you sick? Do you need to take off?
No. I think I just shat myself.
How many times are you in a public setting and you let one loose by accident and you're just like,
dude.
Oh, man, I hope nobody heard that.
Dude, I tell you what, I get caught a lot. It kills me. It kills me.
Public?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I get caught a lot. I always like, and I look around too, and they're like, these people are like ninjas. They just like show up at the worst time.
But do you ever say like, excuse me, or do you?
I try to play it off like, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Somehow I make this like stone serious face. Like, what?
Is there a duck?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
See, yeah. With my shoe.
My one sock is wet.
Oh my God. Some, like, I work with this one, like, little lady, and she farted, like, in front of everybody. And she's like, what is there, a duck in here?
Are you serious?
Yeah, but she was, like, making a joke. And then before she said, sorry, I just stepped on a duck. And I was like, what?
My girlfriend, where she works, she said that there's an older lady who constantly farts, like, all day she farts. And she doesn't care if there's people there. Like,
good for her.
No, but here's the thing. Here's where it gets really bad. So they have a lunchroom, and she'll go in a lunchroom, and she'll be heating something up, and as she's standing there waiting for the
wow, in the lunchroom?
Yeah, she's waiting for the microwave to stop. Right. She's farting the whole time, just filling the lunchroom with her stench.
Ew.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it's like...
That's one place you don't fart is the fucking kitchen.
Not where there's, like, food.
Yeah.
Right.
Go to the bathroom. What the fuck?
Anybody order a shit sandwich? Yeah, it's bad. It's
she needs to get some Lysol up in there.
Put a Glade plug-in in her asshole.
little poopery.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Dude, Jerry, I saw.
That shit works.
It does work.
I know. Kim, my dad was telling me the
fucking
other day.
Fucking amazing.
About it
is
one
amazing.
Drop, and it literally, yeah. It's unbelievable. You take like ninja shits.
Yeah.
They make these underwears now.
Underwears? Are they fundawares?
She got underwears with dick holes in them.
But they have like a padding on it, so when you do fart, it smells like mint.
Get the fuck out. Mm-hmm. So it's like breath mint for your farts? That's awesome. So wait. It's the underwear itself, or it's something you line the underwear with?
It's like the underwear, and it has this like special little pocket where you put the thing in, probably.
Oh, you put something in it. So it's like a jock. Like,
yeah.
You put like a cup.
It looks like Teddy.
I'm feeling French vanilla today.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? This is the time of year. I'm going to go with pumpkin.
Oh, my God. It's like Tidy Whitey's meets like a Glade plug-in, I guess. But you can take it out, and there's the thing. But the only one that I saw so far was mint.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Mint fart.
Yeah.
That's great. Do they have it for women for the front?
It was only... Oh, my God. It was only
you smell that?
It was only for men.
Only for men. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. That's kind of funny, though. I would like to try that and use it on the show. Have, like, beans before you guys get here.
Oh, my God. And be like, oh, it smells like mint.
Let's see what that comes out here. I smell chili mint.
We'll play a game. You fart, we have to guess the flavor.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Vanilla.
Yeah. Close.
Chocolate.
White chocolate. It's hilarious. It's amazing what people come up with, and I'm sure they'll actually make money off this product.
I'm sure. Because if anything, people buy it just as gifts, though, like for gag gifts, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, if you think
And then people will probably like it and then buy it all the time.
It's the same concept as those car things where you put it on the vent.
Yeah.
So when the air blows through it, it forces that scent to come out even more. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's the same type of concept.
Yeah, same thing.
It's like you fart and it activates the.
But can you really mask the stench? Fart?
See, that's what I don't understand. It's kind of hard to do that.
Yeah.
You know, like poopery works, except if you're farting, you still smell the fart.
Yeah.
It doesn't mask the
it's
fart.
It's like whatever goes in the bowl.
Whatever goes, gets submerged, it's gone. It's like this film overtakes the smell, and you just smell whatever the poopery fucking flavor is or odor is.
Yeah, that actually is amazing.
It is.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny? That shit works. You don't even need poopery. You can use like regular air freshener. If you spray air freshener
on the
water, same thing.
Shut the fuck
really?
Up.
Yeah.
Snap.
Yeah. It's got to be a strong air freshener. It can't be like a real like clean linens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's, now, because then it's going to smell like shitty underwear. Somebody shit the bed. Is that a rosebud? No. That's fucking great. I'm still the idea of a Blumpkin is still fucking me up in the
head. Man.
Yeah, it's weird.
No, I wouldn't let a girl near my ass.
Well, let me ask you something. Would you ever eat while you're shitting?
No.
Okay.
Fuck no.
Okay.
I throw up.
I expected that answer. I'm glad you all answered that. Have you ever drank while you shit? Anything?
No, yeah. I mean, like, I've walked into the bathroom with, like, coffee or water or
something, that's what
but I
gonna
put
ask
it
you.
On the counter.
Well, I was going to ask you, have you ever drank coffee while you were on the bowl?
No.
Or even water or anything like that?
I drank the laxative stuff. That's,
that's right. Yeah.
I didn't drink anything else, though, no. And I drank some water, too.
Okay. Yeah, I have. I've had coffee on the bowl.
But they were dire circumstances.
Diarrhea is certain.
Diarrhea circumstances.
Diarrhea
but,
straits.
But, like, no, I would never... I can't do, I wouldn't be able to do anything else while I was pooping.
No? You can look on your phone.
I don't take my phone in the
bathroom. Really?
Your phone?
Mm-mm.
Really? It's boring in there.
I read a magazine.
Well, at least you got something to
do. If it's my house, I read a magazine. If it's someone else's, I just think about stuff.
Like what? The paint on the wall? Stuff. That would look good with orange paint.
No, I'll think about like, oh, what am I doing this week? What do I want to do?
What kind of poopery would I use if I had it right now?
I need to get poopery.
What would I want to do this week while you're in someone else's bowl? you're planning your week.
Yeah,
when you're
but I don't
shit
like. I don't
house.
Take a shit at anyone else's house, really.
Okay.
Like I have at Kim's.
Right.
and like my mom's, you know right. what I mean? But my mom always has like magazines and shit in there.
Right.
But I don't take my phone.
Like good housekeeping.
Did you ever calculate how much you get paid while you're taking a shit at work?
No, but I should.
You should.
I really should.
See, yeah, see what it comes out to. How long does your shit last?
Not long.
Give us a weekly under total 5 minutes. Week.
I would think so.
Okay.
I would think it's under 5 minutes.
Is that with cleanup or just sitting time?
With cleanup.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
You're a five minute
shitter. I'm not. I'm like, I maximize my time.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's see, right. I don't have time to look at the phone because I'm in and I'm out.
Are you?
In and out. It actually takes longer for me to wipe than it does the shit.
Yeah, sometimes.
Honest to God, it's, you know, it's amazing. I go through toilet paper like fucking crazy because I'm never satisfied.
Neither am I.
Even when I don't see anything
on there. How
deep
you go up there?
Even when I don't see anything on there, I just feel like later it's going to show up. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
I just want to make sure I got
you
it
get a
covered.
Little swamp ass and it comes down
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, man. Like, gotcha. You just never know.
What, with the baby wipes and stuff,
plus
too?
I'm, yes. Mm-hmm. Plus, I'm a hasty shitter. So, I'm always like in a hurry when I got to shit in the morning because I got to go to work. And I'm always worried I didn't get it all out. I'm not one of those people. Like, my dad's the kind of guy who will read the paper for 45 minutes before yeah. one fart comes out. You know, it's just like, it was amazing when I remember being.
Well,
little.
That's just being married for 40 years.
No. Yeah, no,
I remember, like, all right, I'm going to go to the bathroom
I
for an hour.
Being little, living in Philadelphia, the row home we lived in had one bathroom. And Sunday mornings, if you had to shit or piss, you're fucked.
You had to like set your alarm for like 5 a.m.
No, you're fucked because once my dad grabs the paper and went to the room, you were like, yeah, we're not going to be able to do anything in the bathroom for like the next 2 hours. And it's just amazing. Like you could have built a ship in a bottle for the time that you spent in the fucking bathroom. Like, what is taking so goddamn long?
Like calling your friends up. Yo, can I come over real quick?
There was a time when my mom.
I need to use your toilet right quick.
That's funny. There was a time when my mom took me to the neighbor's house.
Really?
Yeah. That's if not, awesome. I was going to make an egg in my pants if she didn't take me over there.
My parents are in town. So my dad, they were over at my house. He got me. He fucking lit up my bathroom.
Did he really?
Then we were down the shore for a wedding.
Take that.
Fucking lit up the bathroom. It's like everywhere I went, I was like, what the fuck?
You're like, what are you eating?
Like, why are you, first of all, you're not even in this room. Why are you shitting in this room?
You're moving out soon. You should have left an upper decker.
I know. Fuck, man. Then you go to my aunt's house on Monday. Fucking lit it up before I walked in there. Fuck.
Are you sure he didn't just stick his finger in your nose when you were sleeping?
Dad, when are you going back to Florida? Because this is bullshit.
This is fucking ridiculous.
If I was him, I'd go back to Florida and I'd wipe my ass and put the toilet paper in an envelope and send it to you.
Oh, my God.
Fucking guy always chose right before I had to go to shit.
Your dad looks like the kind of guy who's had a Blumpkin or two in his life.
Oh, I'm telling my mom
take that.
On you.
Take that. And I'm not saying it was your mom who did it either.
Probably a hooker.
Fuck.
A Blumpkin. You know, it's funny. My parents, like your dad, Marco, are not from here. They're foreigners. I would love to go up to my mom and be like, Mom, have you ever done a Blumpkin? And just see her reaction. Because she'd be like,
babbity boopy, yeah.
Like a Blumpkin pie.
Oh my God!
A Blumpkin spice coffee. My dad would be like, Blumpkin. You know, I don't like Blumpkins. What?
Your dad would be like, remember that last business trip I went on?
Yeah,
high five.
Right. Yeah, right. Hey, Chris, for all you know, that hooker you got, you could have had a Blumpkin. Didn't even know it.
Maybe I did.
Yeah.
But that would just be because I shit myself.
Maybe she wasn't black. Maybe she was just covered in your shit.
Oh, my God.
I wish there was. I wish I was a fly on that wall because I swear this story would probably be 10 times more elaborate than what he. Because obviously, if you don't remember, you don't remember. You remember
bits
like,
and pieces.
Right. But imagine, like, if the story came out and it was like Chris had like a racial fantasy where he has a white girl like covered in shoe polish.
Oh my God! Like in blackface. Oh my God! Make yourself look like Serena Williams now.
Yeah. Hold this racket.
If I was any less drunk, that would have never happened.
I'm sure of it.
You would have picked something a little. more womanly?
No, I wouldn't even pick.
You wouldn't even get a hooker?
No, no, it's disgusting.
Yeah. I don't think a hooker is usually just this thing.
How about
cerebrally.
Off the website? Like, how about like there's a website somebody turned me on to. It's like Craigslist for like escorts and shit.
Really? I'm not paying for it.
No, I hear you.
You already did. What? You already broke your cherry. What's the big deal now?
I mean, I wouldn't pay for it either, unless times got desperate. But
no, even if times got desperate, I jerk
off.
There's
some hot ones.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah, I'm sure there's really hot ones.
Listen, there's a lot of beautiful, damaged women out there. So that's a find.
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame you. Well, you have an app for it?
No, there's no app for it. No, it's one of our friends turned me on. He's like, check this up. Check this out. I'm like, what the fuck? So there's like fat ones, and there's like good looking ones, and there's like trashy ones. There's all,
I wonder what
know.
The price difference
yeah.
is.
Yeah. What do the fat ones go for?
Cheaper. A lot cheaper.
Of course.
Yeah.
Ironically, they're half off.
Yeah. I'll show you a break the page. I don't want to say the page.
Why not? What's the big deal?
Backpage.com, I think it's called.
Backpage.com. Yeah.
It's like a Craigslist. It's not just escorts. There's other stuff, but.
Yeah, I'd like to order a hooker and a putting iron.
Can you pick up a drill on your way over that I bought?
Yeah, you wouldn't have enough drill bits, would you?
I heard a Backpage.
Yeah, it's funny because they put this big exclamation, this big, like, proclamation. This does not mean you're getting sex. I am not a prostitute.
Oh, yeah, they have to do that.
Yeah. And it's like, all right, I got it.
Yeah, and then they show up and like, it's an extra $450.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
Yeah, if you want a Blumpkin.
Right.
You know what we should do just for fun, for shits and giggles? We should go on Craigslist and we should put an ad out for we need someone to perform a Blumpkin.
Oh, my God. I feel like Craigslist would flag that like immediately.
So what? We didn't do anything.
Yeah. Shit, fuck yeah.
Yeah, look for...
What category would you put it under?
Miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous. That sounds good. Miscellaneous sounds good. Work.
Gig.
Yeah, gig. Yeah, looking for a Blumpkin. Oh, people... The fetishes that are out there are just... Besides the fact that they're super fucking disgusting and gross, I mean, it's amazing how many people... I never realized that there's that many people that love that kind of stuff. Like,
dude, I
people getting
so,
pissed on, and, you know, drinking piss.
Yeah, that's gross.
You know, it's
anything like that is dealing with your fucking waist is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's
like two
weird.
Girls, one cup. What the fuck?
That was fucking disgusting.
What was in their mind? Like, how? What was the creative process behind that?
There was none.
You know, were these girls just like sitting? You know. In one of their houses one day, and like, you know, we need to get famous on the internet. What should we do? Well, we could dike it out. Yeah, but it's been done. Well, maybe we could scissor. That's been done. How about with a potato penis? I think someone's on that. I'll tell you what. Why don't one of us take a shit in a cup and we both eat it? What? That's brilliant. Let's do it.
Two girls, one cup, and it'll be talked about for eternity.
Yeah.
And it will. People will reference
to this
that
day.
Forever.
I still have not seen.
I wonder what those girls do like now. Like are they
they're
do autograph
dead.
Signings.
Huh? They're probably dead.
Do autograph signings.
No, they're
two
they're,
girls, one cup.
They actually talked about it. They talked about it on one of the episodes, Family Guy.
Really?
Brian made Stewie watch it.
I've never watched the non-blurred horrifying. Version. I can't do it. I can't.
I've never seen it.
I can't.
It's disgusting.
I saw the one where they blurred out the shit and you can't see anything.
I watched it.
Really?
Watch them eat the shit.
Is their teeth like all brown and peanutty?
With a spoon and everything.
They use a spoon?
Yeah,
well, at least they have etiquette.
Spoon. It was
Wait, they were raised right.
They were raised
really
right.
Shit.
You saw her fucking crouch down and shit.
And
into
they didn't
the
switch
cup.
It into like a switcheroo
it's
at the last
a
second.
It's a
one
shot take.
One
man.
Shot take.
They never fucking. Never
one shot steady cam.
Yeah,
it was a tripod.
She fucking crouched down, shit in the cup or in the bowl.
Was it a solo cup?
No, it
was
like
a red solo cup.
It was like a white coffee cup.
Oh, like a Dixie?
Like it had a handle.
Oh, well, okay, I got
no,
you.
No, it was like ceramic.
Yeah, the old school with
you
the
shit in a good cup?
Yeah. They have a separate kitchen drawer for that, kitchen cabinet for that.
And then they like pass it back and forth.
Shit utensils.
Wow.
But they did, disgusting. Like, they were gagging and stuff. They weren't.
Oh, they were?
It wasn't just smoothly going down.
Oh, I was
going
to say,
they,
how fucked
it wasn't
up were
like
they?
What I was doing, but it was like, they were like,
what are you doing, you eat shit?
No, but I mean, I couldn't barely watch it. I was like, oh, my fucking God.
That's disgusting.
I couldn't watch the whole thing. I just thought. I was just like, all right, get the gist. Moving on.
Yeah. Next.
Yeah.
You get the gist.
It was nasty. But I think some guy like paid them a shitload of money to do it.
Oh, really?
Think, yeah, I think that was the whole story behind it. Like they got like 10 grand a piece or some shit.
10 grand?
That's it?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do it.
No, not for 10 grand.
No. I don't know if I could physically do it for any amount of money.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Honestly. What they, how are you going to
like, I don't know how you you could trick your brain into doing that. I think it would be
Frank's
physically
Frank's hot sauce. Involved. Put that shit on shit.
Oh, God.
I think Bobby was on Opie and Anthony and they played and he vomited all over. Yeah. I think he vomited live on air.
Wait,
like he saw it. They showed it to him.
Oh!
And he vomited.
You know what? I think I remember that episode. I think I remember that episode. He vomited in the trash can, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He threw a trash can at him. Yeah.
Hey. He's like, "Oh God, just fucking disgusting! What the fuck?
Yeah,
it is. It's nasty.
That's
God. Yeah, 10 grand isn't close to enough.
I could be wrong, but I think it was a nominal amount of money.
That's
minimal.
Nominal.
Whatever.
Yeah. We'll go with nominal.
Fuck it. Fuck it.
The nominal snowman.
He's brown instead of white. Yeah.
Unless you're on E, because sometimes it turns white when you're on E.
That's true.
Yeah.
It does.
That was weird. When I saw that, I was like, I'm a bird. I started cooing I'm like a fucking pigeon. This is a pigeon shit.
Oh, God.
It's like a Pillsbury croissant in the toilet.
Fuck.
It's a white cookie dough roll. It's a ghost. That was a ghost shit. It was pure white. Like, my shit was scared. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. Two girls, one cup. Oh God! I'll tell you what, though, when we did Rob Spranza's show. Actually, I don't think we had you yet. Did we? Was she on the show?
No.
Mm-mm. When we went to do Rob's show? No, I don't think so.
She wasn't.
Yeah, it was. I was on before Riotcast.
No. This was at the very beginning.
No, I was.
Yeah, she was on before.
I was on before you. Before we were on Riotcast.
Then how come she didn't come to the show?
She knew her role.
I think we didn't want to take her.
No,
that's bullshit.
Nah, I don't know.
No, I think you didn't.
No,
honestly.
No.
I don't know why.
No, I think you didn't.
No, I think honestly, I think you couldn't go that day.
I think
because what wasn't it during the week we went?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was during the week, and I don't think you could go. I really don't think you can go. I don't remember ever saying, no, we shouldn't bring her. That doesn't make sense.
You guys told me later on that's what you did.
No.
Mm.
No.
You did. I swear to God.
I swear to God.
I'll tell you why off the show.
You'll tell you what?
I'll tell you why you told me off the show.
Okay. Oh.
Okay. I don't want to say no.
All right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Relationship related?
Yeah. You know.
Oh.
You know.
Oh.
Yeah. Now it's starting to come back. Yeah.
Which is fine. I understand. But anyway, moving forward.
Okay.
You went on Rob's show.
So, yes. So, remember when we went and Rob showed us the video of a dude with the screwdriver?
Yeah.
Yep.
You guys were
saying
that.
To this day, it's still imprinted in my brain.
Yeah.
It is like...
I haven't thought about it in 5 years, but thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to. I think I know what you guys are talking about.
Oh, it was awful. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. It was awful.
That was a...
Now, I can't... Bad. Yeah, I can't... I can't do construction naked anymore.
Thank God.
Good for you.
Tool belt looks awkward now.
Got too many splinters in your dick?
Yeah, there's two hammers. Why? Yeah, that was gross. I think he meant to show us two.
He meant to show us.
And he's like, yeah. And then he turned the thing around.
It was initiation. It was like,
he wanted like a shock factor.
Probably. Oh, he got it.
Yeah.
We're going to vomit all over his fucking set. Bleh. Disgusting. I don't know how anyone could just watch that shit and be all right. I have fucking nightmares, man.
Forget watching it. Who the fuck would do it?
See, that's sickos. What I mean. There's sick fucking people out there. There's just sick people.
Yeah.
You know?
I knew a guy that got a tattoo on his dick.
That's different, though. Like, I'm not saying that's okay.
Then he got it sliced like a hot dog gun.
Oh, man.
Come on.
He filleted it?
Yeah.
Like a lobster tail?
Why would you do that?
He said it felt cool. Ah. That person was also from Cherry Hill. There's a lot of freaky people in Cherry
Fucking
Hill.
Freaks.
Yeah.
Where do you meet these fucking people at?
Craigslist.
Yeah.
AA.
Dude, yeah.
That's nasty.
I didn't say it.
He actually had it sliced?
He said that.
No.
And then I asked my
friend. And then
one
what happens, though? Like, how does he pee? Does it just fall out?
No, he said he peed just fine. He said his urethra never got touched. So
he has like a tube, like a straw hanging out of his filleted penis?
He has like, it looks like a flower or something. That's what my friend said.
It's a work of art.
I'm going to fucking throw up.
Yeah.
It's right. Disgusting.
That's so disgusting.
Yeah. They'll do some freaky shit.
No
man.
Shit they do. What the fuck is wrong with people, man? Ugh. Fuck that. There's no amount of money to do something like that.
Nah,
to mutilate. There's no way I would mutilate myself like that. I'll get a tattoo a billion times over on my dick before I do something that crazy. Like, I wouldn't pierce it, and I wouldn't slice it.
I'm not putting anything sharp near my dick. Ever. Ever.
Well, you know, if you get a chance to get a hand job from her robotic armed friend.
Does she have sharp edges? No. I would think they would be sanded down.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. I got a sanding block in the fucking closet.
Yeah, right.
Give me 5 minutes. I'll have that smooth as shit.
Can you put this catcher's mitt on there? Wow. Does it have sharp edges? Yeah, she paints her metal nails. Sorry, they're a little long this month.
Oh, my God.
She retracts them.
She's Wolverine now?
They're like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, that would be so badass.
That would be badass if that she put, like, Freddy Krueger knives at the end
and
of her fingers.
And she had, like, a button. And she was like, fucking hey.
Can you imagine buying her a drink at the bar and then the fucking nails come out? You just take the drink back and walk away? Like, I'm not wasting it on her.
She's mixing it with the blade. So, you come here often?
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Ting, 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 ting. Oh, she wants to make a speech. Or she goes to, like, stab the check. I got this one.
That would be amazing. I would do all of those things.
Dude, I would love to have dinner with this chick. She's spreading butter with her finger. On the roll. I don't need a snake knife.
You need me to cut your bagel for you?
Her fork split English muffins.
When she has Chinese food, she uses them like chopsticks.
You can eat that?
My egg rolls!
She stabs the last roll.
That's awesome.
She forgets her key to the house. She just uses it to pick the lock. I don't worry about it, sweetheart.
I got this.
Yeah.
She shaves her bush with it.
Oh, God.
Nice.
Her legs. Shing! Oh, God. We got to meet this chick. What? Nah, never mind. I was going to say, what's her name? Just whatever her name is, you fought with scissor hands.
Yeah, Becca. Becca
scissor hands.
But she's like doing a bunch of stuff now.
Oh, like party tricks?
No. She's very busy.
I'm sure. It's rough being the lead attraction at a freak show.
She's working construction now. She uses it as a hammer.
Yeah. Isn't she being chased by Dr. Richard Kimball? It wasn't me. It was the one-armed woman. Oh, hilarious.
She's Luke Skywalker's double in the new movie.
That was her in the trailer.
Yeah, her hand on top of R2-D2.
I love it.
I still haven't watched that trailer. I gotta get on that.
I used to see a trailer every day.
I was gonna say.
You see a trailer all the time.
You guys want to take a break?
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
BRB.
What?
BRB.
BRB. Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You of course. Talk about their amazing collars?
Do you know what their amazing collars are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink. Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15%, not even 20%. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding.
2. Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd. And on mic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
Jesus Christ. And we're back. We were BRB'd.
Back in the heezy.
For sheezy.
My kneesy.
Oh, boy.
Keep my arms so breezy.
Keep going.
You're can't. Cheesy. Shut the fuck up.
Can't leave rap alone. The game needs me.
Vagina!
You don't like me spitting hot fire?
Yeah, it normally comes out of your pussy.
No, you are we back on that
wow.
Two girls, one cup thing?
Jesus no. Christ.
That's pretty much right to the point.
Wow. Yeah.
Tell me how you really feel.
Yeah, right.
From your pussy.
Do you think your snatch sounds like Dylon? I need to spit hot fire.
Oh my God.
Dylon, Dylon.
Yeah, her pussy has an accent.
Yeah, it's Jamaican. You have a Jamaican vagina.
It has the herpes all over it.
Oh, Jesus.
Everything going to be Irie. Everything is Chris. Everything is Chris. Hi, Chris.
Oh
that's
God.
One thing Missy's vagina will never say.
No.
Her pussy has dreadlocks.
Oh, my God.
It's got a joint. It's got a roach.
I'm sure that's
yeah.
funny. One of those little...
Literally.
One of those hats.
Yeah. Oh, shit. You just hear the echoing of Bob Marley music down there.
Don't worry.
Way too graphic.
Yeah, a little bit. That escalated quickly.
Yeah, right? What the fuck did we get on that? I have no idea.
I was talking about spitting hot fire.
Yeah. Oh my God. I was listening to some older clips earlier, miss, and there's a clip of you trying to rap.
See if I can find it.
Oh my God.
Trying to rap.
That's disgraceful. I can't rap for shit.
You spit hot fire.
That was Jay-Z's hot fire that I was spitting.
All right, let's see if this works.
I can?
Yeah.
All right.
You got a great imagination for it.
Just pick something and rap about it.
Yeah, oh, it doesn't matter. She doesn't have to pick anything. She just, whatever comes out of her mouth.
Whatever
it doesn't even have to rhyme. It just go with the music. You know what I mean?
All right, turn it up.
Turn shit up.
One, two, one, two. Marcus got a beard. It is really weird.
Keep going.
Bob always brings coffee. Last week he brought pretzels. I wish you would have brought them again. Now I'm just drinking iced tea. And I smoked a menthol. And I wish I had another one right now. That's it. I rhymed the first one.
Word.
That's it.
That was good.
Word to your mother. I think I would like that. That's so embarrassing.
You should have dropped the mic right after that.
I know. I just like walked out.
I thought that was tight.
It was not tight.
I love how you started off with, oh.
I know. Well, I was like gangster for one second.
She's like, it's funny. She's like, come on, you could do it. Nah, I don't feel like it. All right, turn it up. Oh. She knew in the back of her head the whole time she was going to do it. She's like, I don't think I want to do it. Nah, I'm not really feeling it. All right, turn it up.
I did say that with gusto.
Yeah, you did.
I thought you were going to spit.
Marcus got a beard. It's really, really weird.
Oh, my God.
It's like a three-year-old rap.
That is embarrassing. It's like the time I tried to sing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
She loves Green Tea.
I love Green
Tea.
Yeah,
you do.
On my own. Here we go. I love Green Tea. On my own, here we go. Jesus Christ.
I got to find that one. I don't think we ever played on the air because we did it off the show.
Christmas rat. The
Christmas with
song.
Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Why didn't we ever play that?
I think because it came out like shit.
Oh, it came out shit.
But I think I still have the file somewhere. I got to find it.
Yeah, we should clean just play it up and mock just, it.
Yeah. What was it? What was the song? Do you remember? It was the duet song. It was one of those duet songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's so funny. She couldn't even keep her shit together.
Mm. I couldn't. I don't remember finishing it.
Exclusive. Another Jersey Jerks failure.
Yeah. Are you listening? That shit was funny.
Definitely a reason why we didn't put it on.
That's here. You know, it's one regret I have is all the files that we've created from the show. I have to go back and kind of organize them because a lot of it's just numbered by dates without description, so it's hard to know what's on there. I got to go back and listen to some of them and start recataloging them because there's gold in there that we've never played or you know.
Let's get an intern up in her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call CSB.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, another fucking person that doesn't know how to do radio. I found some weird shit, too. Like, I actually stumbled across this today. Let me see if I can pull it up.
Missy may have big tits, but her brain is vacant.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's like Siri went apeshit.
Jesus.
You're a whore with more cleavage than talent.
You know it's bad if she knows that.
I did. I'm like, I know this one.
I know this one.
I know most of them. I can't wait to come.
I love this fucking idiot.
Yeah, there's a bunch of shit on here. It's just a mess. It's a total
I bet.
Mess.
We got a shitload of shows, man.
Yeah, God, yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot under the belt.
Oh, shit, we got a new month. This is a new month, right? Mm-hmm. All right, 20 next week. We're going to put some more shows up.
20 spot.
Yeah, we're trying to get everything back to norm with the old shows. I think we've been doing all right, though, right? We got quite a few up there. I mean, obviously not.
I think we're May of 14.
Yeah, okay. That's not too bad.
We need an intern to do this shit.
Yeah, no mm-hmm. fucking shit. You get a little Asian kid to do it.
Okay, we done.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He'll come in and start fucking with the board. It sounds beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. And then we'll have like 4 new phones. Just built it like on the side. Fuck.
I built an iPhone for Skype.
You can get an Indian like Bobby's podcast. That kid knows what the fuck
he's got. An Indian on there?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. I'm going to bomb that place.
He did the video. He did the fucking graphics. He's got everything. So, wow. Yeah. We got to find one of them.
Well, you got to have money. Are we ever not going to be racist or prejudiced? But
probably not.
It's not funny if we're not.
Anyone from outside of America is technically an Arab.
Allahu Akbar!
Oh, 9/11, it's the best.
Any good movies anybody seen lately?
I haven't seen shit.
No? Anyone? I saw Jurassic World.
I just saw that the other day. That was pretty right. good.
It was okay.
Just okay?
I wasn't expecting that. I mean,
it was better than I thought it was going to be.
I mean, it wasn't bad. It wasn't. I thought it was totally different than what it actually was. I mean, it was kind of like, it was a little darker, which I liked.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of, but
I like the dinosaurs.
See, that's the part I didn't like. The fucking,
what, that one they made?
Yeah. What the fuck?
It was just a pretty badass dinosaur, though.
The only way that movie could have been more full of shit is if the dinosaur spoke.
Yeah, that's probably the next one.
Oh, God, don't say
that. Or can, like, type or something.
Yeah. It's fucking,
or there's, like, an app.
They can do a dance number.
I wouldn't be surprised.
No. No, I thought Chris Pratt was good in it.
He was great.
He was funny, and I don't understand why Ron Howard's daughter works, period.
You don't think she's a good actress?
Not really.
Yeah, no. I could take her or leave her.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't do it for me. You know, she looked weird, that fucking hairstyle.
And their whole little, like, love thing was not believable.
That was just
all.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dinosaurs were more believable.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the other thing. The trained velociraptors. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, Chris Pratt was a velociraptor trainer.
Yeah.
Trainer?
He was a raptor whisperer.
He was a trainer.
That's what they should have called it. Jurassic World, the raptor whisperer. It was
starring Chris Pratt. No one else.
It was really.
That sounds like a stretch.
Yeah. I mean, the movie itself is,
I mean, it is a stretch.
But it's kind of cool because if you remember the very first one, you were kind of blown away by it. Yeah. No matter how old you were, you were like, wow. This is a genius idea for a movie,
fucking
right?
Fucking right, yeah.
And it was so basic, and you were just like, you know, wow, this is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just like,
No, after I watched Jurassic World, I was like, fuck this, I want to watch Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
So I watched Jurassic Park, and it still resonates with
And
me
I hated
good.
The second one because there's no way Jeff Goldblum survives.
Yeah, but he does.
He shouldn't have survived the first one.
No.
He survived the second one.
But the first one is still good. I still love it. It's still It's still amazing to me.
I still wouldn't change anything about that.
Absolutely not. It's a classic.
Yeah.
It's like Jaws. It's perfect.
Yeah. That's actually, it's funny you said that. I read something that there was a petition to stop a remake of Jaws.
There should never be a remake of Jaws.
I agree with you. Somebody,
it's a damn near
somebody
perfect
wrote
movie.
A script for a reboot of Jaws. And
they should get killed.
Jeez.
My love for Jaws is, I love it more than anything.
I agree 100%. That's one of those movies that should never be remade because
they would just fuck it up.
It's a classic, regardless of if the shark didn't look real at times. It doesn't matter. That was one of the scariest movies of its time.
My God, my dad was telling me because, like, obviously he was like a teenager when it came out.
Right.
And he would say, like, you know, nobody would go in the water and
miss it. Don't go in the water.
But
it's dangerous out there. Where's your life vest?
Yeah, speaking of that, which is weird, I'm going to get off topic real quick.
What
but
guy,
did
BC?
You see the no, well, like, you don't know my train of thought.
Okay.
Bindi Irwin won that Dancing with the Stars or whatever.
Who?
Bindi Irwin.
Who's Bindi Irwin?
Steve Irwin's daughter. The crocodile.
Hello, mate.
The crocodile hunter. Yeah.
And they're not going to give her money until she can prove that her dad is dead.
Are you fucking
can
for
you
real?
Fucking believe that?
Hasn't it been like 10 years now?
It's been since 2006.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost.
Yeah. Like, I was, like, shocked when I read that today.
What the fuck? Mm-hmm. Are you serious?
Yeah, because her mom had to sign something so she could get her money. And now they're like, well, you have to, your dad has to. And they're like, well, my dad's dead. And they're like, well, prove it.
We got
to
get your dad to sign this if you want the money. I'll sign it.
And this is Australia. So it's like Australia's people.
Australia's fucked up,
man. I was like, what the fuck?
He's like a national icon treasure over there. Like,
yeah.
I thought he was everything. Right. I don't know. I thought it was weird.
How much did she win?
I think they win like a couple million dollars or something.
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
A shovel's only $30. Get that motherfucker up.
Just find the stingray that got him.
Yeah, he probably still has the barb in his chest.
Jesus Christ.
Crikey.
Oh, fuck.
No? Yeah? They have like the worst accent.
Oh, Dina, what's her name had that accent too? Kelly Festina.
Oh, yeah. Well, the way they made fun of her on Bobby's
Jesus
show is great.
Christ,
yeah.
That accent.
Bobby? Yeah? Yeah?
Fucking accent.
Is she Australian?
No, we're just...
No, she's Jewish.
I don't know when you just do that, Bobby. It sounded British.
Well, it's got a little British...
But they sound the same, right?
Not the same, no.
No.
They have a weird twang at the end of their... Like, British people... I can't do a British accent to save my life.
Oh.
But they're just very, like, uppity and proper, and... You know, unless you go to the projects of, like, England, where they're, like, hoodlums... They're, you know, the soccer hoodlums.
Yeah.
Like the guy that's in all those movies. Oi!
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Vinny Jones.
Yeah, yeah. He's got like a really bad, like, mm-hmm. you know, dirty sounding land. Like,
he's like the white trash of England.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and then they got the proper ones, like, you know, the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
Hello there. You know, like that kind of. But see, yeah, but then you got the fucking Australians. They're like, just tail sounding fucking crazy. Would you like coffee? Nah. What? They can't even say no. It's like, nah. It turns into a yeah at the end. Yeah. Nah.
Like, excuse me?
Yeah.
Or nah, yeah.
No, yeah.
Nah, yeah.
No, yeah.
Oi!
It's a knife. Like, they got weird sound. Like, they actually have a little Philly in there. Knife.
Yeah.
Yo, where's the knife? Knife.
Hoagie.
Hoagie. Somebody was talking about that the other day, how they can't stand the Philly.
I can't either. It drives me insane.
The South Philly one drives me
the
worst. Like,
me
that's the
punch
worst.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I can't stand it.
It's like unclench your jaw and speak properly.
Is that what it is?
Hold the fuck on.
Well, if that's not the pot calling the kettle, the end with.
It's my throat, not my jaw.
Is that
I'm
what
different.
It is?
It's their jaw.
You want other people to speak properly?
I want them to open their goddamn mouths and stop talking like there's a dick in it.
Oi.
Oi. Oi. I hate South Philly accent. I hate it.
You hate the accent, but you're okay with the slang.
Yeah.
What about New York?
I like New York.
See, I don't like New York.
Yeah,
either.
I like New York. Can't I don't like Boston
it.
That much.
I like Boston more than New York. Just because like it's fun. To me, Boston's funny. It's hilarious.
I feel like it's so loud.
It is loud. They're like all deaf over there.
Yeah. Gives me a headache. Like, New Yorkers aren't loud.
New Yorkers? Yeah,
not
they are.
Like, not like Boston is loud. They're like loud. Just like South Philly.
We're hanging out. Marcy Projects? What's going on?
No, they're like loud when they talk just normally.
Oh, I know.
It's annoying as
it
fuck.
Is, but it's funny. Their accent is funny. I would never want it. I don't want to be associated with it. But when I hear it, it's funny. I just, the way they pronounce their words is kind of hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
The way they can't say R.
Yeah.
It's great.
Ah.
Ah. Ah. Are you going? Ah. Like you what? Going? Are you or are you not a knack? Oh, narc. That's what I fucking said. Knack. It's just, it's hilarious.
I associate everything about a city with their sports team, so I can't stand Boston accents.
Well, here's the irony to that. None of the fucking players on any Boston team is from Boston.
I know, yeah. But I don't like Boston, so.
You know, like, if you go to the hockey team, they're all Canadian. Or, you know, European, some European country. And if you go to football, they're Southern or, like, Western, you know, United States. If you go to baseball, they're all Dominican. Like, there's nobody that speaks. I'd like to hear one fucking person speak Boston.
With a Boston accent.
On a Boston team.
Any of their coaches ever?
No.
That sucks.
No. Nobody. None. Mm. Nah. Nah.
Nah.
Nah. Like Bobby Kelly sound. He's got Boston, but he's not as prominent as some other people I've heard.
Nah. Mm-hmm. His isn't annoying.
There's a comedian. His name's Bob Marley. He's actually from Boston. He's got it really bad. He's like that stereotypical sounding Boston guy. Like the kind you see in Goodwill Hunting.
Where you like have to take a shower after you're done talking to him. Sounds like a piece of trash. About
Boston or Pedro?
I don't like it.
Yo.
Me see.
No, don't say his name three times or I'll
appear. He's like Beetlejuice.
Pedro, Pedro, Pedro.
Thanks.
Boop, 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 boop.
Wait, did I just have to be Hills
Yeah, what the fuck?
Oh my god, I'm sweating.
Huh?
Like sweating.
Is that what I smell?
Probably.
I thought I smelled salmon.
Why would my back sweat smell like salmon?
Vagina sweat.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, that's a good question.
It's my back.
Right.
I have a salmon bag.
May want to shave that thing.
Salmon bag.
I didn't want salmon.
I didn't want salmon back. I said it. Yeah, it's bad, man. It's so humid. I regret taking the air conditioning unit out the window. Could have really used it today.
Live and learn.
Yeah. Next time I'll wait till January to do it. Jesus. You would think it'd be fucking cold out right now. Instead, we got salmon back and
bringing salmon back.
Yeah.
Gotta shave my back to the bridge.
You love your boy bands, man.
I do.
That's one. Do you still have a secret stash of boy band stuff, or do you?
Was it in the divorce?
Coming to your house. On my posters.
You had a secret stash when we all lived together.
You
had like O-Town shit, and you had like an O-Town drawer.
Swag.
You had like an O-Town drawer in your dresser.
A bunch of swag. Yeah.
That was just porn.
There's nothing wrong with a little gay porn here and there.
Hey.
Come on my face.
We got to lift the ban. Nobody says anything anymore because everyone's afraid it's going to be cut into a...
I don't give a fuck.
I say shit all the time.
Yeah, but that's different. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, you aren't part of the church.
Yeah, you weren't part... Yeah, we're going to put...
If you don't like it, leave.
Yeah, we're going to have sound bites of you no matter what. Like salmon back is the next one.
Should be our nickname.
Salmon back? That is the weirdest fucking thing I've ever heard. Salmon back.
It was the most bizarre thing that's ever happened to me today.
Today.
Yeah, yesterday was lobster pussy.
Oh, God. Salmon back.
I should have texted you guys, like, wear, like, summer clothes because it gets hot up here, man, especially with us four in here.
I had a feeling when I walked up and your dad was sitting outside. I was like, I bet it's
my dad is crazy. That dude is fucking nuts. Summertime, he wears sweaters.
Oh.
He has like the blood flow of like Benjamin Button right before he died. Oof. Like just he's cold. Like it could be 95 degrees and if there's a gust of wind, it's fucking ridiculous. He's got the heat on.
right now.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, no, no.
Everything makes
sense. What are you trying to do?
And he's sitting outside.
it's like Auschwitz up here.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's horrible. It smells like
bacon. I know. I got salmon
burnt
back.
Jews and salmon.
And salmon. Does salmon even have a smell? Like
yeah. You never ate salmon before?
Only raw.
And it didn't smell?
No.
What kind of? Are you sure you're eating salmon?
Yeah, it's a red shit, right? The red.
No, that's meat. That's red
steak.
Yeah.
No, it's like salmon colored.
Yeah, salmon. It's like a pinkish orange.
No, but I put like
orange.
Soy sauce all over it, so I guess it just smells salty to me.
Like your back.
Balls.
Like my back. My like salty salmon back.
Honey, you got salmon back.
Runs in the family.
God, if her back smells like salmon, I can only imagine.
God, not even. I'm gonna be.
There's nothing to top that. There's nothing. I can't even give an example.
I know.
What could you go from there? Salmon back to what?
Like, I have no idea.
Missy's so weird, it would probably smell like peanut butter and jelly.
I like peanut butter and jelly.
Don't ruin it for
me.
Yeah. Sorry. Chatty.
I've never had peanut butter and jelly.
Really?
We've talked
when
about
did you land
before,
on
though.
This planet?
I never remember having weirdness with soggy bread, and that's why I wouldn't eat it.
So you've never had peanut butter and jelly on crackers?
Mm-mm.
So you've never
I've
tried...
I've never mixed peanut butter and jelly together
that's what
in
I'm
my
saying.
Entire
you...
life.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm dead fucking serious.
Does that sound crazy? I mean, I can understand if you had a peanut allergy. I'd get that.
No, my mom thought I was insane growing up. Shock. I would only eat yeah, peanut butter sandwiches. I wouldn't want jelly on it because it would get bread
insane?
Soggy.
Yeah, but you know, it won't be soggy unless you let it sit for a long time. You know that, right? If you
yeah.
make it and start to eat it, it's not soggy.
I was a weirdo growing up.
So how do you eat tuna fish on bread? That gets soggy.
I ate it on toast.
So why not toast it for peanut butter and jelly?
I don't know. Can you eat peanut butter and jelly toasted?
No.
Why not?
No, you can't.
I don't know. It seems like it should be a cold sandwich, not a warm sandwich.
Technically, peanut butter and jelly is not really cold. I mean, the jelly is refrigerated, but it's not like, ugh, it makes your teeth chatter when you fucking eat. It's not ice cream when you bite into it.
I've had peanut butter and jelly on a toasted bagel. It's the fucking bomb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm.
Regular toasted bread is fine.
Jelly and peanut butter mixed together seems very bizarre to me.
What?
What are you talking
about?
That's like that. You can't get more
like
American
taste.
Or even white trash for that matter.
The taste,
right? That's like
weird.
The poor man's sandwich across the fucking country.
That's, listen,
what did you
that's
eat
like
when
poor
you were
man's
young.
Salmon.
I would eat
poor man's salmon back.
Potato chip sandwiches.
No, I like. I don't know.
I like potato chips in my sandwich.
I always put potato chips in my sandwich. Always.
Without any meat.
I squish up
no,
the
no,
potato
no, no,
chips
no,
like
squish them up. No, like lunch meat with potato chips.
Yeah, like a crunch to it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, it's the fucking tits.
So wait. So you've never had peanut butter and jelly?
I've had toast with jelly, and I've had bread with peanut butter, but I've never mixed them together.
Mix them.
Never.
Yeah. Do you like creamy or peanut or chunky?
She hates chunky.
I like
well,
chunky.
No, she hates fat.
I like chunky.
Chunky's okay.
So like what kind of jelly do you like? What's your favorite jelly?
Grape.
Ugh. I hate grape jelly.
I like grape jelly.
I like preserves.
What, like raspberries?
Yes.
No, they have raspberry seeds.
No,
in
no,
it.
No. Raspberry and strawberry preserves.
I don't
are
like
the
seeds.
Bomb. So you don't eat raspberries?
Do no, eat I do, but I can't eat them in that consistency. So I can eat like a raspberry fruit, but when it's like pureed, it's fucking weird to me.
Okay.
Weird.
All right.
I don't think that's weird.
Right? It makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
Okay. But
that's why I liked grape, because it had no fucking little seeds in it.
No sticks, no stems.
Ooh wee.
Wow, I can't believe you've never had peanut butter and jelly together. Not even on crackers.
No, that
I used
seems,
to love making
that seems even weirder. Like what kind yep. of crackers? Like a Ritz cracker?
Yeah, or saltine, whatever you got.
No. That seems so weird to me.
My God, when I was a kid, I used to love doing that.
I would yeah. I only
peanut
eat
butter
saltines.
And jelly crackers.
I only eat saltines with cheese. I've eat Ritz with...
I'm sorry, is there like a saltine etiquette that I'm not following?
I just eat saltines with savory things, not sweet things.
Why not? You can't have salt and sweet together?
I can, but those, it seems like it's too much
like
of an
you wouldn't
imbalance.
Have Nutella on a saltine?
I've never had Nutella.
Okay, that is more understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't afford it. It's just pricey.
I've never had Nutella either.
It's, really? It's not that good. It's hazelnut and chocolate. It's all it is. It's
I love
spread.
It. Yeah, I love it.
It sounds good.
I mean, if you like that flavor, it's
I
really
love
good.
Hazelnut.
I used to like it. Now I'm not as big of a fan.
Do you make that like peanut butter and jelly?
I don't mix it with jelly. You just put it on like toast, piece of toast or even
itself.
Regular. Yeah, it's like eating chocolate bread.
Like,
it's kind of weird.
What, do you ever put bananas on it? That seems
you
like
can.
Yeah, they do a lot of recipes like that with bananas and Nutella.
Yeah.
Also, like, growing up, I didn't really like peanut butter that much. Like, I would eat peanut butter sandwiches, but I wouldn't do it that often.
Did you have, like, Tang sandwiches and shit?
No. Remember?
Pixie sticks and bread.
I thought Tang was made up for Married with Children. I didn't think it was
a
real
right.
thing.
Yeah. No, you had Fun Dip and sandwiches.
Yeah.
Fun Dip sandwiches.
No, you know what I remember eating a lot when I was a kid? I used to make toast.
Dick. Toasted dick.
I would make toast and put a shitload of butter on it and then mix like cinnamon and sugar together and put that on it and eat that. I ate that a lot.
Wow, that sounds really sugary, like really
yeah.
sweet.
I like sweet shit a lot better than savory shit.
Jeez.
So I ate that a lot growing up.
Cream cheese. When cream cheese was like.
I like cream cheese. I used to eat it with a spoon.
No, never did that. Put cream cheese on like a toasted bagel.
That's banging.
That's awesome.
I don't like cream cheese.
You don't like cream cheese?
Nope.
Wow.
I like cream cheese.
Cream cheese is delicious. But,
now, here's ready for this? You might think it's crazy. Toasted bagel, a layer of cream cheese, and jelly on top of it. Delicious.
That sounds like I would puke.
No. Delicious.
Really?
Delicious.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Take the advice of fat guys.
Yeah. Obviously, I didn't get like
but
this
what kind
from working
of, but,
out.
Yeah, but you're saying the jelly that with the seeds in it, not the grape jelly.
No, you could use. I'm sure grape jelly, you'll be fine. I wouldn't use grape jelly.
I like butter and jelly mixed together, so maybe I would like cream cheese. And
that
jelly
is
mixed
disgusting.
Together.
Yeah.
Like if whenever I would make the toast with the jelly, I would always put butter on it first, then jelly.
That, yeah, it just
what
sounds
the
gross.
Fuck?
I really like butter.
It was like she just let out this huge thing. I really like butter.
Like
butterface.
Oh.
When I was like losing weight, that was the one thing that I had to cut out of my diet. And every day,
would you eat like a stick a day?
I ate a lot of butter.
I love butter.
I ate a lot of butter. I had it in like every farm.
Butter,
I had, like spray butter, and like I just like sit there and spray it. In my mouth.
She would take
put
the
it
mouthwash.
On, like, perfume.
She'd take the mouthwash out of her bag or the mouth spray, and she put butter. The butter spray.
Oh my god!
Love butter.
I
else
butter.
Did you mix butter with? I'm just curious.
Everything. I put butter on everything.
So it's like Frank's
up.
Red Hot sauce.
Yeah,
for you?
I loved butter.
You like butter on your SpaghettiOs?
Yeah, butter in my ramen noodles. Butter in everything.
In soups?
No. They're already salty.
I can't get over the jelly and butter.
Oh my god, it's so
my girlfriend
good.
Loves butter, but I know I she would never butter. Do something that crazy and trashy.
No. Toast with butter and then jelly?
No.
It'll change
no,
your life.
No, it won't.
I was an addict. I was addicted to butter.
Hi, my name is Missy, and I'm addicted to butter.
My mom would always
she's,
be like,
you free
why
base
are we
butter?
Going there's so much butter? And I'm like, the dog jumped up on the counter and ate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, your face is glowing.
Dripping.
Shiny. That's bukkake mask.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Butter. Ooh.
Butter.
I like butter on some things, but I'm not a big fan of butter. Like, butter on corn's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the stuff you're supposed to put butter on's good.
Yeah.
But butter added to shit that doesn't call for it, I'm not a big fan.
Oh, man. It's so good.
Like pancakes. I get it.
Yeah.
I don't need a lot, though.
Waffles.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
I have to fill every square.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at her. She's
how are you not fat?
She's a Coke fiend. Look at her. Yeah. Yeah. She turned into fucking Schmeagol. Butter, my precious.
Because I just don't eat it that much.
My precious butter.
I know. I went and got it. It's so funny. Like, I swear to God, this happened
Lord
yesterday.
Of the Land O'Lakes, sorry.
Yesterday, I went to Salad Works and got a salad. And then, you know. You
don't even tell me you put butter on your
no,
fucking
no,
salad.
No, listen. But when you get to the register, they're like, do you want a white or wheat roll? Do you want margarine
this
or
is
butter?
Obviously Salad Works.
Yeah. Yeah. And they'll be like, I'm like, wheat roll butter. Like that. I even
yeah,
said
but you
it
get
like that
yourself.
No, they the one on City Ave, they
butter it for you?
No, they just hand you everything. Everything's behind the counter.
Butter.
I was like, extra butter.
Well, everything's behind the counter so she doesn't fucking steal all the butter.
No, too.
She'll roll around in the room.
Melt it down, put it in the tub.
I love butter. It's like the scene.
When I go to the movies and I get popcorn, it's so disgusting. I get so many napkins because it seeps through.
Oh my God.
Jeans.
Your fingers are probably pruned from butter.
Swear to God, they get pruned from butter when I go to the
How
movies.
Do you drive home and not slip off the steering wheel?
I wear gloves. <I'm just playing>. What? I have driving gloves. I do. I love butter.
I like a bucket of butter with a little bit of popcorn in it.
Oh my God. We used to have this stuff at Greenleaf's called Phase One. And it was, or no, it was just called Phase. And it was liquid butter that would never solidify. So we could.
It's
like
the movie theater butter.
Yeah, exactly like that. Except we would use it when it was cold to like put on top of the rolls. And when I would make sandwiches for myself, I would just like, I would make these grilled cheese sandwiches. And I'd like
But that calls for butter when you do a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
That's how you toast the bread in the pan with the butter. You don't use oil.
No, I put the butter on the bread.
Well, that's a better way to get it done. I mean, I get that part of it, but
I fucking love it.
You fill every hole in the waffle with butter?
Every hole with butter.
That's crazy.
Every
and we're fat.
Hole. And when I
She fills every hole with butter.
Yeah, only in that world. When I go to a diner
constipated.
And I get a Belgian waffle and they give me that whipped butter, I'm like, can I have real butter? I ask for real
butter. Oh, you don't
even
like the whipped butter. You like the real butter.
Real
stick butter.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, can I have it? And then they'll like bring.
Can you see Missy as a kid like sitting there at the table and she has like literally a stick of butter in her hand? She's like, I love butter.
I love butter.
Like, you know, hand in the jelly jar and then stick of butter. Like,
yeah, like when you said something about English muffins earlier, all I kept thinking about is how
butter.
I would fill it up until there was little pools.
So
butter
is like your lube.
I love butter.
Have you ever had sex with butter?
No, but I would.
I believe
I
it.
I so would.
People do that. You know that?
I feel like that would be fun.
Would just you like eat butter out of your boyfriend's asshole?
No.
Oh, now you draw a line.
I don't want to ruin butter.
But you'd butter is like fucking schlong.
I don't remember
right?
butter having dingleberries.
Yeah, I would do that.
You'd butter his penis up?
I'd butter his
lick
penis
lick it
up.
Off?
Or suck it out.
Marco,
his
I like
button.
How Marco goes through the whole action. And lick it off. Apparently, you know the length.
I gave him a lot of credit.
Yeah, he did. Butter balls.
Yeah, I love butter.
Wow.
Butter is awesome.
Young Mike, grab the butter.
When I was little, we would get...
she goes home tonight. Salted or unsalted?
Always salted.
Always salted. Ah, a little extra salt tonight.
But when I was little, I used to take the Land O' Lakes lady, and I would cut out the butter that she was holding and her knees, and I would switch them.
Fuck, you crazy stuff.
Something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
I love butter.
Wait, say that again. What did you do?
Like the way her knees looked like boobs kind of. So if you cut.
So you cut it and you moved it up?
Yeah, she would hold the butter right.
So
on the
as
boobs.
You're eating a butter steak, are you doing this art?
Yeah.
The fuck is wrong with you?
I swear to God. I used to do it all the time. My mom would get sorry.
Why does this bitch have titties again?
Melissa, stop.
Don't play with the food. She was mad about that, but not the fact that she ate three sticks of butter for lunch.
I kept blaming it on the dog. I swear to God. I'm like, King jumped up on the counter and got a fucking butter.
King's like, I didn't get no fucking butter.
King would just judgmentally stare at me like, thanks, bitch. Like, I'll put some in your bowl for you.
You know what's, I'll tell you what's good butter wise. Like, I personally, I hate microwaving leftover pizza.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't come out right.
Cause,
like,
it tastes
one,
bland.
They'll have, no, rubbery. It's not like that. It's just rubbery. Like one spot is pure lava and then the rest of it's like cold. Right. And it doesn't matter how long. And if you do it too long, the whole thing is just ruined.
It's cardboard.
And
it's
it takes
nasty.
Too long to do it in the oven. So if
you can wait 10 minutes.
10 minutes. You got 10 minutes just to preheat the fucking oven. And then, you know, like I have a toaster oven, so it's easy.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Toaster oven's great. But what's really tasty, what brings the flavor back out, take a frying pan, put just a little bit of butter, warm it up, like, you know, put it in a hot pan, let it liquefy, and fry the pizza.
What? That sounds amazing.
It is amazing. I did it for my girlfriend a couple weeks ago. We had leftover pizza. She fucking loved it. She's like, this tastes better than when you first get it. Because now that, now the whole crust, like the bottom and the actual crust, has a little crunch to it.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing.
And the cheese is just real stringy.
And it probably soaks in a little bit.
A little bit.
Mm.
Now you also turn it face, you also do it face down too.
What?
Yeah.
Blow my mind.
I'm telling you, it just constantly like circle the pan
that
like this.
Amazing.
So the pizza doesn't like burn through the pan. It won't burn. It's phenomenal.
That's how I cook hot dogs. I do.
You can take the girl out of the trailer, but you can't take the trailer.
I do. Nope. I put all these slits
in them. It's like fried bologna. It's what you're doing, basically.
Oh, dude, I've never had bologna.
What?
I know. We talked about this.
No peanut butter and jelly together. No bologna.
No, my brothers would eat bologna.
You fry hot dogs?
The poorest things you can have.
When I was little, I only could eat tavern ham. And I would eat it.
The whole thing.
And I would
I'll take the whole tavern.
And I wouldn't even make fucking real sandwiches. I would get lettuce and then
make
the
like
hair,
lettuce wraps.
And I would make wraps out of it.
Put butter in it?
No, but that sounds good. Cook up the ham and some butter.
It's got to be tavern ham.
Dude, when butter. I cook bacon, put butter in it. When I cook anything, I put butter in it.
I mean, I can understand cooking bacon in butter. I get that. Like, I wouldn't do it because, honestly, you don't need to put anything.
Well, I don't really like bacon that much, so it's okay.
Bacon has so much fat, it will actually use its own fat to fry the bacon.
Yeah.
You don't have to put butter or oil.
I know,
oil.
But it gives it a little taste that's banging.
And that's what salt and pepper do, too.
Yeah. But I would cook potatoes and butter. I cook
that, yeah,
butter.
I get that.
Everything.
There's things that you I understand.
Corn.
I understand that too.
Everything. Everything gets butter.
But butter and jelly and
the butter and jelly thing. I was thinking about it when she mentioned the diner. If you get breakfast from a diner and you get toast, they butter it and they bring you jelly.
Yeah, but who uses that jelly?
I don't think anybody.
No,
but
she steals the whole rung and takes it home. I got jelly for the ride home. Does anybody want one?
I guess it's not.
I mean, like apricot.
It sounds crazy to us, but I guess it's not as crazy as we think it is.
It's really not.
No, but I mean, but compared to never having peanut butter and jelly together.
Oh, no, that's just insane.
Never. Actually, I'm lying. One time I did.
The truth comes out.
No, but listen, I feel like you're going to understand what I'm about to say.
You're a fucking liar.
You're a fucking liar. At Greenleaf's,
a fucking asshole, you liar.
We started selling these, like, kids' meals.
Uh-huh.
And they came with these things called Uncrustables.
Right.
And I kept eating
sounds like someone's underwear.
I kept eating the grilled cheese ones, and they were so good. So I was like, oh, I'll just try the peanut butter and jelly one.
Mm-hmm.
And I bit into it, and it was disgusting.
Mm. Yeah, but that sounds gross anyway.
Yeah,
for a peanut butter and jelly fan, that sounds disgusting.
Yeah. And that's what I always say to people, because I always have to like give that disclaimer. And they're like, no, that doesn't count. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
no,
okay.
It doesn't.
No, because they're frozen.
Yeah, but I would thaw them.
Yeah, but
yeah, I know,
still.
But they're still it's not the same.
No, it was absolutely horrific.
They give them the kids, like the little kids.
You ever tried? Garbage. I'm surprised you never bought the jar of peanut butter and jelly mixed together and just spooned it.
No, I would see it and it would like give me the chills.
Looks like purple worms.
It just looks weird. I would just be like, ugh.
It does look weird. I've never had that.
Yeah,
I've never tried it because I think it's an abomination.
It is an abomination.
It is.
It's weird.
It's like breeding a horse and a human. Like it shouldn't be
a centaur. Is that what it's called?
Or that.
What'd you have for lunch? I had a centaur.
I picked the wrong animal, apparently. Like, or a salmon and a back? Is that better for you? Yeah, you really do have a butter addiction. That sounds like a drug to you.
For 6 months, I didn't eat butter, and every day I would have to be like,
did you get a chip for that?
No, I would say every day, butter is the enemy. Butter is the enemy.
Well, butter is the enemy in the long run, but...
But now I just don't really eat that much.
You know what I loved as a kid? Sometimes when you eat pasta, instead of putting sauce on it, just butter.
Yeah, butter,
and
butter
and
cheese.
Butter and Parmesan cheese.
Yep.
Yep.
It was amazing.
Good stuff. I'm hungry.
Me too.
Yeah, me too. I got butter. You want me to go get you some butter?
Tell your mom throw some pasta.
Yeah, okay.
I have waffles at home. I'm going to eat them.
Make sure you stop and get a tub of butter.
I know, right?
Do you like any of the fake butters? Like, can't believe it's not butter? Or
I like Smart Balance.
Smart Beet Butter or whatever.
Smart Balance,
yeah, that's it.
Smart Balance is good. I can't believe it's not butter. It's not good.
Croc. What's that other one?
Country Croc?
Croc of shit.
Country Croc is okay.
Crikey.
It doesn't melt properly.
Uh-huh.
But
it's plastic butter.
Yeah, if you eat it cold, it's good. But if it starts to melt, it tastes funny.
And you definitely like spray butter.
Yeah. I like spray butter.
Yeah. I love butter.
I do. I love butter, man. I love it.
Wow. You are a butter fiend.
I am.
Butter whore.
Butter whore. I'll be that.
Yeah, she's proud to wear that moniker. Right. I'm a butter whore.
Butter whore.
Wow. That's fucking nuts. And you've never had bologna.
Mm-mm.
That's crazy,
too. It smells
weird
to me and looks funny. So I've never eaten it.
I mean, yeah, it does look like a pig's skin.
It looks weird. It looks fake.
Well, it's processed.
Like, I know,
hot dogs
but like,
are fake.
You know, yeah, but you know how, like.
What do you think? You think when they cut open a pig, there's hot dogs laying in there? Like, I don't understand. Like, that's processed, man.
No, like, I love sausage, and that looks fake.
Sausage.
But, like, bologna looks way too, like, smooth or something. I don't know.
So are
it's
hot
hard
dogs.
To explain.
So, yeah. What, do you have rigid hot dogs?
No. It's hard to explain.
I like my hot dogs like sandpaper.
Like, it's all one color, and it's, like, weird. I don't know. Which I get what you're saying is hot dogs do look like that.
So they're made almost from the same exact parts.
Bologna's got to be gross though, right?
I actually like bologna. Bologna and cheese sandwiches.
I've never had bologna.
Like just plain old fashioned bologna and cheese sandwiches are fucking banging. It's prison food.
Do you know what I think about that it would taste like when I look at it? I think it would taste like liverwurst.
Ew, God no. Liverwurst is
hard. I tried
that.
Throw
up? No. Did you see that face? I thought she almost puked.
My dad used to eat liverwurst and ketchup sandwiches on white bread. It was so nasty. So one time I actually tasted the liverwurst and
holy
it was
shit.
So fucking
it's disgusting.
Right? Dude, I thought it was
is
dog
your dad
food.
Homeless?
This is a bad mouth.
Liverwurst and ketchup.
He loved it. Loved it. Oh, my God. It was so weird.
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Trust me when I tell you, I tried liverwurst.
I
tried
liverwurst.
It's the perfect name for that. It's the worst liver I've ever tasted.
But that's what I think bologna tastes like.
Not
that's
at all.
Why
not at all.
It.
No,
not even close.
Bologna. I could eat bologna like right out of the package.
Really?
Just roll it up with a piece of cheese.
I feel like I should try it. No.
Oh, dude, it's the bomb. Bologna. You know what's actually, you know what kind of bologna I really like? The deli bologna. Like when they.
My mom
it.
Would always buy Oscar Mayer bologna.
Well, that's
that.
Good. That's like your basic bologna. But if you actually go to the deli and have them like slice
I
off the big bologna.
I worked in
the
deli for like 7 months.
That bologna I like way better. That's a lot better.
Every time I had to slice it for someone, I would like gag.
Really?
I throw up on your bologna.
Bologna, extra salmon back.
That was the one time one of my fingernails I cut into their bologna and I didn't.
How ironic!
It.
You actually fed someone else your fingernail instead of you eating somebody.
I know.
Karma.
I know.
Holy shit! What are the odds?
Ugh.
Man, that's fucking crazy.
And I tried every lunch meat there, and there was a shitload. And I've never tried any of the bolognese.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Wow,
no,
I'm shocked.
Weirded me out. I incorporated with the goddamn liverwurst, and I tried it once, and it was so fucking
yeah,
nasty.
You can't. There, look,
and it was just a little piece, and I was
it's
just like
night and day, liverwurst and bologna.
Nothing like it.
No.
Nothing like each other.
I don't know why I think they're the same thing.
Not even close, man. I mean, really, I wouldn't bullshit you on that. You're talking about a real topic here.
Maybe I'll try it, but I don't know. I don't really eat lunch meat anymore. Can you get like bologna hoagies at like Primo's?
I think so.
I don't know.
I think so. I mean, you can get them at some Wawa's carry bologna sandwiches. And some don't. Yeah. So, I mean,
I definitely don't feel like I've ever.
It's hard to find though, because I actually don't. I would like to have a bologna hoagie from Wawa, but I can't find it anymore. No one carries it. Now they have all these new, like, specialty sandwiches that they throw in there, like, with the gobbler.
They have cheesesteaks now.
Yeah, I would never
fucking yeah, I thought that was so weird.
No, I would never.
Well, I tried their pizza the first time it came out, and that was a lie.
I didn't even know they had pizza.
It's not. Yeah. It's not pizza. It's focaccia bread with cheese on it. Yeah. And it's, like, 1,600 calories, and it's, like, this fucking big. Yeah, it's insane.
You know, I read something crazy. They said if you dab the oil off of your pizza, that's like 40 to 60 calories less per slice.
That makes sense.
I'll take the calories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really? Oh, you like a soppy, oily slice of pizza?
I like the oil.
Like when you put the pepperoni on it, that's when you have to dab it.
It pools in the pepperoni, kind of like her waffle butter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like. I mean, I've eaten it without dabbing the oil, but when it's really bad, where you can like pick it up and it'll start to drip off, that's
now you know, I don't care.
Yeah, really.
Meh, I like pepperoni.
So do I. I don't take the pepperoni off. I just dab the fucking pools of oil out.
Get the oil out of it.
No, if it's like, it never gets that bad. Like Pizza Hut sometimes gets that bad, but other than that, I've never really had it that bad.
How's Chuck E. Cheese's pizza?
It's all right.
It's probably sick of it.
The skating pizza.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's a little better.
It's good stuff.
Mike makes, like, special ones now. So
With the S. Munion on it? Peppers?
No, like, butter.
Oh. No, like,
Mike, bring me home a butter pizza,
big
boy. Oh, my God. Boy.
One day he did. I was, like, I was eating, and I kept eating, and I was, like, eating, like, the whole pizza. And I was, like, what did you do that was different? He's, like, well, I put this garlic butter. And I was, like, garlic butter? You should do it to the pizza for always now.
For always, and
he was just like, "Okay."
For always and forever.
But yeah, that's good. I like butter.
Butter.
I like garlic too. Like
so, butter. So if you ever get Papa John's, you dip it in that garlic butter.
Fuck yeah!
Wow.
I ask for
it's
extra.
It's like a shot glass for you.
I like ask for extra.
See
I
that
love
shit?
It.
That shit, I can like dip it once and I'm okay, and I don't have to do it anymore.
No, luckily, no one else ever likes it either. So I'm like, yeah.
So if there's ever like a post-apocalyptic world in the future and we like open your trailer, there'll be nothing but garlic butter packages and
like
and,
Papa John's will live.
And like a what do you call it? One of those freezers with nothing but butter.
That would be amazing. It would. I love
That's
butter.
That's crazy.
Love butter.
You are a butter fiend.
I am.
You know what? Next week, I'm going to put a stick of butter right in front of you.
I'm going to be very excited for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Because I'll
love
do it.
Butter.
You would just eat it. Just
well, I can't eat it cold, though. Like, it would have
you
to be
room
temperature.
You want a hot plate or something?
It would have to be room temperature. If you melt it, I'll drink it.
I don't want you to get sick, but I'll do it.
Yeah.
Realistically,
but it has to be
how
warm.
Much? Realistically, how
one
much
stick.
Did you drink? One stick?
In one sitting? Not that much. I don't want to get
how about
sick.
A shot glass?
What do you, how much do you think one stick of butter looks like when it's melted?
Probably like half a cup or
not
something.
Not even.
Yeah, small. Not,
it's
right?
Like a quarter cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could probably drink that whole thing.
Maybe we should do like a... What kind of alcohol do you like? Like hard alcohol?
Whiskey and butter shot?
Yeah, I was thinking like what if we mixed it with an...
Rum chata.
Oh, God. Do I have to go to an island to get that?
No. Rum chata is whiskey.
I don't know. I don't drink
it's
that
cream,
pussy shit.
It's cream whiskey.
Okay.
It's
I'll
like,
give you some cream
it's
whiskey.
It's like Bailey's.
Okay.
Or no, it's creamed rum.
It's creamed rum.
Hence rum chata.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's Bailey's but whiskey, it- Irish whiskey, creamed rum.
Well, you know, Bailey's is whiskey, but it's creamed.
Yeah.
This is rum, but it's creamed.
Okay.
That would be banging with butter.
Okay, so a stick of butter.
And some rum chata.
And some rum chata.
And a straw.
So it's like
and a trash can for it to fucking vomit
Do you want ice
into.
In that?
No, because then the butter will solidify.
Ew, that's right. It'll probably look like curdled milk inside of there. Holy shit.
You have to get some poopery.
Are you sure you don't want me to just lay some couple slices of bread out for you and some warm butter?
No.
Just so you chomp away. Actually, I would like to see her eat a waffle with butter.
Yeah, let's do that.
I could do that for you.
Maybe waffles, maybe waffles, maybe waffles, maybe waffles. All right, I'm down
for I'll that. Melt a stick of butter, and I'll serve you two waffles, and you can pour it on in each fill up each hole.
I'm going to Denny's after this.
What are you cooking for me next week?
What?
Do you have syrup, too?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Look at me. If you want syrup, I can squeeze it out of one tit right now.
Dude, me and Christina, I went food shopping the other day and bought more syrup, and we have like 7 bottles of syrup. We have so
you
much
You can
syrup.
Never have enough syrup.
Yeah, we have so much syrup.
Yeah. If I wasn't, well, I guess if it was socially acceptable, I would probably bring it to work. Just drink.
That's how you eat pork roll.
With syrup? I've had it with syrup. It's
I love
good.
It.
I will not have breakfast sausages if I don't have pancake syrup.
That's exactly what I ate before I came here.
I thought I smelled something familiar.
With sausage and syrup.
Breakfast for
and
dinner?
That's it. I have breakfast for dinner all the time.
Yeah, that's, I haven't done that in so long.
No, I did it right before I came here. But I was like running late, so I only had 2 sausage patties.
Oh, yeah, I like the links better than the patties. Yeah. Patties get dry.
Yeah, these ones, are, if you cook them in water, they're fun. Oof. Yeah, I know that sounds gross, but...
But if you cook them in butter, they're better.
No, they burn quick.
Yeah. I'm surprised you don't cook them in butter.
No, they burn. I've tried. They burn.
Oh, you
like,
try.
Really quick.
You don't burn. You don't cook them as long when you're cooking
I was
butter.
In a rush, man. I didn't get to my house till 7:15.
She's fucking driving to work with a lighter and a fucking sausage patty. Like, come on, cook. Cook.
Oh, my God.
Normally, it's the lighter and the crack pipe.
Yeah, it's the lighter and a spoon. Ah, that's it. I got it.
What, freebase butter?
Yes.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
You take the lighter, you melt the butter under the spoon, right? On, you know, put the lighter under the spoon. I get you a clean hypodermic needle, and I want to see you inject butter.
Fuck no. Jesus Christ.
What? Cut out the middleman. It doesn't have to go through your digestive system. You go right into your blood.
I feel like
right, I'll just clog her artery right there.
Right there. Right there. That specific one will get clogged.
God. Sounds horrible.
Do it. Oh, now you don't like butter?
That, yeah, now I don't
you
like
bullshit
butter.
Bullshit are you?
My love wasn't as real as I thought.
Horseshit. That's hilarious. Wow, your fascination with butter is really interesting.
It's bizarre.
I'm trying to think of what we can mix butter with that she would eat.
Sounds like anything.
All right.
Not peanut butter.
Now, I'm not saying you do this here. I'm saying this is a would you question. So this could be in the privacy of your own home or wheels.
privacy of your own car bed.
Yeah. Would you dip a dildo in butter and suck it off?
Probably.
Whore.
You. Butter whore.
It's not even that. It's not that makes, that doesn't make her a whore. You have a butter problem.
I do.
You really
butter
do.
Problem.
It's an addiction.
That is crazy. I love butter. So you would do that on a dare.
Yeah.
If someone dared you to
fuck yeah. That's nothing.
That's crazy.
That's more for me.
Are we talking about the butter or the... No, I'm just kidding. Wow, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I love butter.
I'm amazed at this butter fascination of yours.
It's real fucked up.
Yeah, like I don't know. It's like butter is your lifeblood.
Mm-hmm. I'll like, when I eat dinner at my mom's house every Monday night, I'll be like, oh, where's the butter? And she'll be like, oh, I cooked it with butter. And I'm like, that's cool. Where's butter?
Yeah, where's the butter? Yeah, yeah, yeah. We still have to go through this shit, Mom. Where's the fucking butter?
I'm 45 years old, Mom. We do this every Monday.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
She's like, it's beef stew. What do you need butter for? I'm like,
so you do put like in a soupy type of.
Yeah.
Wow.
I put it in, not in soup.
Not
soup,
like,
though.
Not yeah. Straight up soup. I got
no,
you.
No, that's weird.
Oh, that's weird. That's we drew a line there. Wow.
But I haven't ramen noodles before.
How about butter on French fries?
No. I've never done that. Mm. I don't really like French fries, though.
Butter and bananas.
No, I've never done that.
Butter and beer.
Never done that. I've had a buttery beer before.
Did somebody hand that to you?
No, but you know, craft
this beer is buttery. There is butter beer.
Yeah.
Butter and chocolate.
Yeah.
You've had butter and chocolate.
Fuck yeah.
How? Explain how.
Chocolate chip pancakes.
Oh, I thought you meant like you dipped like I was thinking she dipped like a Hershey bar in a cup of melted butter.
No, but I used to make s'mores on a pan and I would
you
fucking
need
use
the butter.
Butter on
yeah,
it.
I get that. You need the butter to.
But
to,
no, I wouldn't like spread.
That's what
on
I mean. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Like,
oh. Yeah, like put a pat of butter
even
on a
though
Hershey
that sounds
bar.
Delicious.
Really? That's what
that
we
got. That doesn't
have.
Sound good to you.
No.
What?
That's what we, what's your favorite candy bar?
Just Hershey bar.
Plain?
I like Hershey Kisses. That's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
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 I got my eye on that Reese's.
All right. I'm going to bring you a bag of Hershey's Kisses next week and a stick of butter, room temperature, and you're going to do it right there yourself. And you're going to take a Hershey's Kiss out of the wrapper, and you're going to spread butter, I guess, on the flat bottom, I guess would be the place to do it.
Okay.
And you're going to eat them. Not the whole bag. I just want to see if this shit's real.
Chocolate. Right. You want to eat the leftovers.
No, she can have them.
What do you mean, see if it's real? You think I would make this up?
I just, it just sounds insane. It sounds insane to me.
fucking, when you make homemade icing, think about that. You melt chocolate.
When the fuck do I make homemade icing?
I know how to make icing.
When I jerk off, I make homemade icing.
I just figured that you knew how because of
I don't know whatever. How. I'm you not a put, baker.
But you
I'm
put
a cooker.
Butter in it.
You yeah, okay. Butter. I believe you.
Butter's in cake. Like, think about
I don't
what you're
make
saying.
Cakes. I eat them.
Yeah, but think about what you're saying. Like,
did you say
she's,
cake?
She's right.
Butter and
no,
chocolate
I know.
Go hand in hand.
I know, but it's different when you're actually eating it separately.
It's going to taste just as glorious.
No, it's not.
I could melt them and mix them in a cup, and it would probably be heaven.
Okay, but if you put a pat of butter on a piece of chocolate, it doesn't taste like it would be a
no,
cake.
No, it's
like
going to taste
you'll
different.
You'll taste the butter. And you'll taste the chocolate, and eventually...
It'll be a perfect 50-50 ratio. That's the only thing
that's
going to be different.
Are we going to find something else, then? Because she's this is too easy for her.
That is too easy.
Butter and bologna.
I never had bologna.
We should have you have bologna.
All right.
We're going to do like a little... You know, I'm going to make a little spread for you next week.
All right.
I can't wait for next week's show.
little bit of peanut butter and jelly. I'll get grape jelly for you.
Are you going to do it on the saltines?
No. No. We're going to do it right on bread immediately.
Okay. Like,
make an extra sandwich.
Go fuck yourself. What is it with you with fucking sandwiches? We're going to do a bologna, piece of bologna.
I'll have one of those.
It's like it's a fucking menu over
wait,
here.
Wait, are you going to fry it or am I just going to eat it all
how
wobbly?
How do you want it?
I don't know. I guess I should eat it in its natural
wobbly.
State.
If you like want, floppy. If you want, you can cut like a little piece off of the bologna. You don't eat the whole thing if you don't want. I don't think you'll, I think
like
you'll like
rest.
It.
Chris has got dibs on
Chris
it.
Will fuck the hole. It's cut out. He's going to have a bologna pinwheel around his cock.
I feel like I should eat bologna cold for the first time.
Okay.
It's natural
and then,
thing.
And then, butter and, or maybe I just melt butter and you just drink butter with your peanut butter and jelly and your bologna.
All right.
It's up to you. I'm not going to make you fucking... I don't want to make you sick.
The peanut... I'm just worried.
The peanut... the fuck happened there? She malfunctioned.
The peanut...
She turned into Buffalo Bill for a second.
The peanut... It puts the peanut butter on the jelly or it gets the soggy butter.
That's what I'm a little worried about.
Oh, look who it is.
The peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter and jelly is kind of weird. I feel like it's going to make me throw up or something.
Peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah, man. I didn't go this
See,
long.
Now I find this. She'll put fucking butter on a Hershey's bar.
On a dildo.
But peanut butter and jelly sounds weird.
Where did we go wrong?
Seriously, I don't know. I mean, I'll try it, but I feel like I'm not.
I don't
not...
think you'll dislike it. I think you'll actually fall in love with it. You'll probably fiend on that.
Thing. I'll go in with an open mind.
Yeah.
But everything else.
Just regular white bread.
If bologna tastes like hot dogs, I'm ready.
I mean, it's not exactly like hot. What kind of hot dogs? You like beef hot dogs or the regular hot dogs?
Just regular.
So it's the one that has everything in it.
Yeah.
Chicken,
thanks.
Pork, beef.
Kosher.
Assholes, lips.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
All
so
that.
So I'll do the same thing with the bologna. We'll get the regular bologna.
All right.
Let me see how you.
I'm excited for
Wait,
that.
So you'll eat a pig's asshole, but you won't eat butter out of your boyfriend's asshole?
No.
I'm trying, brother.
Wait, nope. Okay, so, and Chris, do you want me to, like, put some slices of bread and bologna aside for you?
Whatever you make for her, just make an extra.
We're going to have it for her.
Minus the butter. I don't want the butter.
Chris is
but
like,
just make everything else.
No butter.
You're already making it. Make a second one.
I'm not making it. I'm going to have it, like, splayed out for her. She's going to pick at
make
everything.
Cheese plate.
Not, like, making her a sandwich.
Make me a sandwich.
I'll make you a
suck
sandwich.
My dick. Yeah, she can make
I'll
you a sandwich.
She
supplies.
Is the woman here.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my role. I'm knowing it.
You want cheese?
On the peanut butter and jelly? No.
On the bologna, you fuck.
What are we doing? We're doing both?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
all right, I'll have one of each. I'm not eating dinner
look,
before next
I'll provide. Show. I'll provide the groceries. She'll be the chef. Okay?
Okay.
Just don't put no butter
on my
shit.
I don't want to touch your food before you eat it. I'll let you
it's
do
fine,
all that
I can
stuff.
Know it.
Teabag or bread?
You'll see that. Then it'll be soggy. Yeah. especially if it's this warm.
Soggy and salty.
You ever see a brain imprint on a piece of bread?
Jesus Christ.
No, it doesn't look like Jesus Christ.
Fuck.
Did you butter this bread first?
Yes, I did. Extra salty.
Yuck.
I am hungry now.
Yeah,
yes,
I
am.
End the show.
I'm eating the waffles.
End the show. Everybody get the fuck out so I can find something to eat.
All right. Fat pig. We'll be back next week. Don't forget to go on iTunes and subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. And go to riotcast.com/jerseyjerks and donate. Deuces.
Oh. Bye, nigga. You know why. Love them, fuck them, love them, leave them. Cause I don't fucking need them. Take them out the hood. Keep them looking good. But I don't fucking. This concludes our broadcast day. Click.